and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricara is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricara upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricara Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricara's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Final score on another big win for Simpson, and truly, truly incredible on the victory here tonight as we gave you the final stats, and they kind of just erased right in front of me on the score sheet, but Estella Gutierrez was probably our player of the game. North of 20 points, was unbelievable offensively. And, I mean, what a incredible game for a team that didn't play all that well, taking care of the ball, but other than that, was nearly perfect and did a great job getting defensive rebounds in the half court defensively. And a huge, huge win for the Simpson Redhawks women's basketball team. Now 4-1 in conference. They will move ahead of UC Merced with the win because of the head-to-head victory. And they now 12-7 overall. And again, they knock off Merced, who was the 22nd-ranked team in the country and have won 11 straight contests. Kudos to Coach Derek Pringle and his entire team and staff. I mean, what an unbelievable win. All right, now it's time to transition into the men's game. We will take a break and come back, and we'll talk about what's going to happen here tonight for the men's basketball team. 4-0 in conference play, looking to remain perfect in the CalPAC, coming in receiving votes for the first time in program history after Monday's polls came out in the NAIA. We'll take a break and come back. Men's basketball coming up on KCNR 1460.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Are you ready for cage fights at Wind River Resort and Casino? The best place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. Fight Night 40. This intense action-packed fight is presented by Wind River Resort and Casino and Rogue Fights. Extreme mixed martial arts. Cage fighting at the Event Center on Saturday, January 26th. It's in the cage. Full contact fighting. No limits. Bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. Amateur, title, and pro fights. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve a room in our hotel. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 26th. The Event Center will roar with the thrill of extreme cage fights Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening with Fight Night 40 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Fight Night 40. It's in the cage. The Event Center, Wind River Resort and Casino.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled. Then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
We plow so
4-time Grammy winner Roseanne Cash is coming to Reading. This Americana pioneer already has 11 number one hits under her belt. Now she's got a brand new album and is gracing the Cascade Theater stage in a duo performance featuring musician, husband, and 5-time Grammy winner John Leventhal. Roseanne Cash at the Cascade Theater Thursday, January 24th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back here to Simpson Basketball on your radio dial. The Red Hawks now will switch over to the men's side as the Simpson University men's basketball team coming in receiving votes for the first time in program history. 10-5 overall, 4-0 in conference play. They take on UC Merced. 8-8 overall, 1-3 in the CalPAC. Simpson played unbelievable on Thursday night, led by as much as 38 against Pacific Union, a team that, if you look at the matchups, Merced lost to PUC by 2 in PUC, 59-57. The main difference between these two teams, the Simpson likes to run fast-paced style of basketball up at 81 points per game. Merced likes to slow it down and run more half-court style at 68 points per game. And that's the main difference between these two clubs, as we will slowly try to get the starting lineups in a moment. But for Simpson in the last couple games, it's been primarily Their offense has been red hot, 4-0 in conference, as I mentioned, and they have been playing extremely well, especially on their home floor, winning the last three all in the Grant Center. But tonight they head out on the road and take on this Merced team that defends extremely well, one of the top defensive teams in the nation. They like to keep it low scoring, but I think if the Redhawks can play their style of basketball, get out in the break, a very good chance to come away with the victory here tonight. Todd Franklin, in his second season already, has turned this program around and made it a winning one. 10-5 this year. They won 11 games last year. It's the second time in program history that the Redhawks have had back-to-back 10-win seasons on the men's side. So, Simpson has gotten very good performances as of late from multiple players. We will see if we continue to see that here tonight. The bench has been good. The starters have been good. And I imagine the Redhawks looking to be 5-0 in conference. They're in first place right now in the Cal Pack at 4-0. We will take a break. We'll come back with the starting lineups and the tip-off. You're listening to Simpson Redhawks basketball on KCNR 1460.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Improve your health with OsteoStrong. Not a drug, not a gym, just 10 minutes a week. One thing we all have in common, a skeletal system. By implementing the OsteoStrong strategy, you may experience the following results. Less joint and back pain, improved bone density, improved posture, improved balance, and improved athletic performance. To learn more about OsteoStrong, visit Linda and Ken in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, 243 Athens Avenue, or give them a call at 215-3115.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
They're the definition of Motown soul, and they're coming to Reading. The Temptations, Tuesday, January 18th at the Cascade Theater. Known for their rich harmonies and 30 top 10 hits, The Temptations will electrify you. The Temptations, January 18th at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for.
Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Starting lineups for tonight's game are brought to you by David Van Dyke and Merrill Lynch. We'll start with Merced. They do not have a score above 10 points per game, but their leading scorer, Aaron Laughlin, out tonight. Their starting lineup, Ryan Haywood, the junior guard from Chino, California, at 6'3", Seth Cobb, Branson Garcia, Ronnie Kozak, Cole Tyra. They're coached by Kevin Pham in his fourth season, assistant coach Brian Jones and Michael Sanchez. Simpson, Jalen Cooper, JT Branch, Aaron Berry, Blake Trent, and John Manjom. Is the tip from between Branch and Kozak is tipped out of bounds off the hands of Branch, and it'll start Bobcats basketball. A low-scoring team in Merced, they'll take on one of the highest-scoring teams in the league against Simpson. This Cole Tyra will be controlling, picked up by Jalen Cooper. Tyra feeds to the left angle, now to Seth Cobb with Blake Trent on him. Cobb now awaits, feeds to Garcia straight away to the right side, Tyra. Now to Ronnie Kozak. Dribble handoff to Haywood. Haywood looking to keep it alive. Out to Cobb. Rocks into a three. He pops out. Manjom tips it to Aaron Berry. And here comes Simpson up the floor. Cooper speeds into the front court. Drops to Berry. Deep three-point range. Right back to Cooper as they set it up offensively. Aaron Berry. Left angle. Blake Trent feeds down to Cooper. Cooper comes off a screen to his right. Feeds John Manjom. Skip pat, or a little skip into the paint. It counts. And a foul. And a chance for another at the free throw line. The little pick and roll there, and the nice feed from Jalen Cooper, who is the leading assist man. Picks up his first of the evening is John Manjom with the opening bucket. Manjom's free throw, it pops out, looks good, and rolls out. Rebound is controlled by Ryan Haywood, who feeds to Tyra, the point guard. Brings it across the timeline near the midcourt logo. Now feeds Ryan Haywood straight away. Far side now to Seth Cobb. Puts on the floor once to out to Haywood. Haywood right back to Branson Garcia. They're moving it from right to left well, but way out on the perimeter. Tyra off a pick. Out to Cobb now. Again in three-point range. Garcia skip past Haywood. Simpson skips it. Good defense. Haywood looks down. Cole Tyra stutter step. Spins 2 seconds. Here's a catch and fire three. No. Manjom tips the rebound to Branch, who now throws it into Jalen Cooper. Good defense again by Simpson. Cooper, dribble handoff to Berry, out to Blake Trent, thought about it in deep three-point range. They're right on him from deep from beyond the arc. Trent now catches on the left angle off the feed from Cooper. Now JT Branch with his back to the basket. Skip pass to Aaron Berry. Puts it on the floor twice. Dumps off down, jam down low. Manjom lays it in. Another nice setup. 4-0 are scored. Simpson with the early lead. Thursday, they started off very hot. 2 of 2 to start this evening. Red Hawks lead by four, excuse me, less than 2 minutes gone by. Ryan Haywood comes off the screen to his right to the corner to Cole Tyra, feeds it right back. Garcia now skipping it to Seth Cobb, left angle. Cobb comes off a pick. Hesitation dribble with the left hand, spinning inside. Passes taken away by Manjom on the steal. Simpson looking to add on to their lead. Berry back to Cooper. And Cooper now will set it up for Simpson. Berry on the baseline, looking down low to Blake Trent. Right back to Berry. Nothing going this offensive possession. Simpson trying to get something As they get it now down low to JT Branch. Steps into a 17-footer fading away. Oh, my. It hit every part of the rim but popped out. Kozak with the rebound. Tyra up the floor for the Bobcats. Comes off the screen to his left. Heads beautifully. Now stays attacking to Seth Cobb. Back to Kozak. Ryan Haywood jabs right. Goes left. Gets inside to Tyra to the corner. Baseline. Cobb for three. Yes. Seth Cobb, the 6'5 sophomore from Pleasanton, puts the Bobcats on the board. 4-3, our score here early on. Simpson with the lead. Barry straight away to Jalen Cooper. Jabs right, goes left. Cut off by Tyra. Now attacks, gets inside. Out to Blake Trent. He'll try to answer. Nope, he keeps it now to John Manjohn. Back to the basket. Goes up, little left-hand half hook is good. And John Manjohn has all 6 points for Simpson here in the first 3 minutes. Red Hawks lead 6-3. Cole Tyra now. With Cooper on him to Haywood right near the midcourt logo. They're running their offense from way beyond the arc. Cobb very nicely hedged to Haywood. Baseline drive. Tries to throw it out to Cobb. Almost threw it away, but it comes into Tyra. Down to five. Inside. Tyra scoops. Missed it. Rebound. It comes to Cooper. Here comes Simpson in transition. Cooper across the midfloor and hands to Barry. Barry attack right inside. Left hand finish. It's good. 8-3. Our score here early on. Great transition offense for Simpson. Barry with great patience, hesitating, and then getting right to the rim. 5-point game. Simpson leading 8-3. Haywood, right angle, picked up by Barry off the screen. They're going to hedge it again. Kozak out to Cole Tyra. Steps into him now. Swings out the Cobb for three again. It's good. Tyra with a nice little head fake. Got two defenders in the air and set up Cobb for the corner triple. Back to a 2-point game, 8-6. 4 minutes gone by. Blake Trent in 3-point range. Out to Jalen Cooper. Playing catch out on the perimeter with Aaron Berry. To Blake Trent. Looks down low. He'll try for three. No. Well contested. Tyra with the rebound. Tyra. Now to Cobb. Right back to Cole Tyra. Far side. Finds Garcia. Hands down to Haywood. Seth Cobb, who's already hit two triples. Stutter step down low, Kozak. Here comes the double team. Nowhere to go. Tries the skip pass. Taken away by Aaron Berry. Berry races right to the rims. He goes up with the left hand. Lost his handle on it. JT Branch, offensive rebound. And dumps out to Cooper. Second chance for Simpson. Trent. Trent, baseline drive. Reverse lane is good. Jog towards the baseline and then picked up his speed as he got to the other side of the rim. 10-6. Simpson now, 5 of 7 from the floor to start here tonight, leading by 4. 5 minutes gone by in the first half. Seth Cobb in 3-point range to Cole Tyra, about 30 feet away to Ryan Haywood. Inside to Kozak, back to the basket, goes right at JT Branch, a whistle and a foul. And Ronnie Kozak will get to the free throw line. First foul on Simpson. Branch, obviously, with his first. Kozak will head to the free throw line. The 6'9 junior out of Camarillo, California. First free throw clanks off the front of the iron. No. Good. Matt Laughlin into the game. Former said. His twin brother, their top scorer, Aaron Laughlin, out tonight. Second one, no good. An offensive rebound for Merced. They get a second chance after the two misses. Ryan Haywood. Haywood out to Seth Cobb. Tyra now. They slip the on-ball screen. Kozak back to the basket. Here comes the double. Tries to split it. Half up with the left hand is good. 10-8. Good execution there by Merced. Here's Aaron Berry. Swings up top. JT Branch now to Blake Trent, baseline drive, drops off. Manjohn doubled, and he stripped. Ryan Haywood now in transition, 3-on-2. Ahead for Cobb. Cobb to the rack. Floater. Good, and we're tied at 10. Our score. 6 minutes gone by. Here's Jalen Cooper with it. Up top, Blake Trent. Thought about it. Gets inside. Swings out Cooper. Jabs right. Goes left. Bump. Swing back to Trent. Pump fakes on the corner. Three. Now he will try for three. Short. Rebound comes to Cobb. Trent, who's had 4 consecutive 20-point games, 0-for-2 from beyond the arc to start, but does have a lay-in. He's 1-for-3. They slip it. Now Matt Laughlin inside to Haywood. Haywood now to Tyra. Back to the corner. Laughlin for 3 in the lead. It's good. Matt Laughlin, 13-10. 13-10, Laughlin gives the Bobcats their first lead. Here's Manjohn straight away to Jalen Cooper on the right angle. Cooper off the screen to the baseline. Branch, pump fake, one dribble on the left, now pulls up from 16, no. Branch goes to the floor after the well-contested shot. Ryan Haywood flies into the front court, down low. Kozak puts on the floor once and lays it in. 15-10, a nice little run for Merced, 9-0. And they lead by 5, 15-10. 12:45 remaining in the first half. Blake Trent with it to JT Branch. Branch sets up Manjohn. Fakes the spin move. Nice little half hook with the right hand. Oh, my goodness. Just pops out. Unable to get it to go. A good look again for Manjohn. Haywood now races into the paint. Hands off to Matt Laughlin. Up straight away to Kozak to the right side. Cobb stops back to the baseline. Tyra, his center step, steps into a 17-footer. Knocks it down. 17-10. Merced playing well offensively. They're now 7 of 10 to start from the floor. 3 of 5 from distance. Aaron Berry now catches far side. Looks to come off a screen. Now he spins, gets right inside. Pump fake, splits the double team, foul, and he'll get to the free throw line, I believe. Let's see if he's shooting here. Foul is going to be on Haywood, his first. Berry will be at the free throw line. Just the second team foul on Merced. Barry's first free throw is good. Brandon Moss, Keon Martin going to come into the game for the first time for Simpson. JT Branch out. Blake Trent out. Cinco Dur in for the Bobcats as Seth Cobb gets his first breather. 12 minutes, 8 seconds remaining. Second free throw from Barry also good. 17-12. We'll have a timeout here shortly. Tyra getting instructions from Kevin Fan on the near sideline as he comes across midcourt. Setting up the offense, directing traffic. Up top, Ronnie Kozak, three-point range. Now to Haywood. Haywood now dumps out top to Dur, and Dur is fouled. And that'll get us to a timeout. It's on Cooper. So we will take a break. Bobcats off to a hot start, 70% from the floor. 17-12 is the score that Merced with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Merced, who struggled to get anything going offensively early, has now hit their last six, shooting 70%. Simpson 5 of 11. As it's Merced ball out of the timeout, Ryan Haywood puts it in at play to Cole Tyra. Tyra to Kozak. Right side now to Ryan Haywood. Feeds to Dur. Dur crossing over on Jalen Cooper. Lost the handle on it. Gets it back. Looking to create. Gets inside. Taken away by John Manjohn. Great defense by Cooper. Here comes Simpson up the floor. Tion Martin out now to Cooper. Cooper attacks right to the rim. Lays it in. My goodness. His first step is so explosive. Cooper with his first bucket of the night after a couple of assists. 17-14. Back to a one possession game. Dur. Comes off the pick, heads beautifully. Now the right side. Here's the pass down low to Ronnie Kozak. Double, tries to split it. Nowhere to go. Feeds underneath to Tyra's shot is missed. Rebound to Manjohn. Martin now jogs it up the floor. Feeds right side Jalen Cooper. Simpson can tie it with a three. Aaron Berry, left angle. Jabs right, goes left. Comes off the screen, hangs in the air. Foul, and he'll get to the free throw line. Frustrated with himself after a miss. Thought he should have made it with the foul. and he will shoot a pair at the free throw line. Barry Simpson's second leading scorer. Him and Blake Trent have been competing for that. A friendly competition. First free throw is good. They flip-flopped numerous times throughout this season. Second one is good. 17-16. 11 minutes to go. Brian Haywood, left angle, looks down low for Kozak. Off a screen, ooh, could have been illegal. Out to Matt Laughlin for three. No, Cooper with the rebound. Up the floor, almost threw it away, but Teon Martin does a nice job of making the catch near the sideline. Simpson looks to take the lead on this possession. Barry, up top now, Jalen Cooper. Teon Martin now, jabs right, comes off the pick. Gets now, ooh, look for Brandon Moss to Aaron Barry. Barry off a pick, down low, Manjohn. Manjohn laying, no, Brandon Moss trying to come away with it, but it comes to Merced. Up the floor. Here comes Westlake, who now stops, swings to Matt Laughlin. Laughlin jabs right, goes left, and stops into the paint and out to Haywood. Haywood to the baseline. Laughlin steps into a 20-foot pump fake. Now to Westlake for a deep three. No. Rebound comes to Doer. Second chance now for the Bobcats. Doer right to the rack. Floater short. Rebound comes to Manjohn. Simpson benefits from a mismatch there. Martin inside, out to Brandon Moss. He'll try for three. No. Kozak with the rebound. 17-16 our score. We're halfway through the first half. Ryan Haywood off a couple of picks with the ball. Now looks inside for Kozak. Out to Matt Laughlin, who will rock and fire for three. No. Martin tips the rebound to Aaron Barry. Barry now. Jalen Cooper off a pick. Looks, finds Brandon Moss. Moss goes up. Pump fakes again. Tries to fall away. Missed it. Haywood with the rebound. Kozak wanted an offensive foul call. Didn't get it. Haywood races into the front court. Pass was deflected as it's intended for Westlake. He'll try for three, and he hits it with a hand right in his face. 20-16. Martin now. Right side of Jalen Cooper. The Brandon Moss. Martin back on the left angle. Looks inside for Manjohn. Wants an on-ball screen. Spins. Almost threw it away to B. Moss. Moss from 17. Knocks it down. Missed the triple. Steps in a few steps. And then knocks down the 18-footer. Two-point game. 20-18. 8:30 to go. First half. Westlake to Laughlin. Dribble handoff to Cinco Dern out of Ryan Haywood. Haywood now will redirect and set up a new play. Shot clock down to 11. Attacks the left hand. Step back. Tough jumper. No. Rebound. John Manjohn comes away with it. Hands to Martin. Here comes Simpson now in transition. Cooper. Cooper crosses over. Lost the handle on it. It's kicked multiple times, but it comes to Brandon Moss. Haywood. On Barry. Out to Martin. Jabs right to Cooper. Stutter step off the pick. Out to Martin. Martin looks down low. Manjohn. Single coverage. He goes to work. Scoops with the left hand, missed it. Barry trying to come away with a rebound. It goes out of bounds. It'll remain Simpson ball. Good hustle by Aaron Barry. Shot clock remains at 5, and that'll get us to a timeout. 20-18, our score, 7:52 remaining in the first half. You're listening to Simpson Redhawks basketball on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Each team shooting above 40% here on the contest. Merced at 47, Simpson at 41. Merced, however, has hit 4 of 9 from 3. Simpson is 0 of 3. Rebounding advantage just favors Merced by 1, as Simpson will have the ball with 5 on the shot clock. We'll see if Coach Franklin drew up a play to get a shot here as Kenny Modica Jr. is into the game. Quick feed into JT Branch. Misses the shot off the window. No good. Good attempt there. Just unable to hit it. Westlake. Right side now to Doerr. Straight away to Garcia. Left angle, Ryan Haywood. He does a nice job fighting over the screen. Kozak now. Again, Cinco Doerr pulls up. 15-footer. Got it. And now a whistle and... I guess there was too much battling going in down low trying to get the rebound. But no foul was called. That allows Blake Trent to come into the game for Jalen Cooper. We'll check that for Brandon Moss. Tion Martin swings it up now to Aaron Berry. Blake Trent trying to find a way to get open here. They're not letting him. Martin step back dribble, crosses over out to Aaron Berry. 22-18. Berry off a pick. Nice dump pass now to JT Branch. Sets up Modica. Modica's up and lays it in. Good offense right there. 22-20. Cinco Doerr off a pick, right inside, pulls up, 16-footer, no, rebound to Modica Jr. Simpson with a chance to tie it here. Martin sets up Blake Trent. Trent is fouled on the catch. And it's going to be on Haywood, who just picked up his second. So Haywood will sit. Seth Cobb back in, who's got 8 points to lead all scorers early on. And Kevin Pham is going to take a 30-second timeout. Bobcats lead by a pair. They're shooting 9 of 19 from the floor. The rebounding battle is close. It's pretty much close all the way around the board here. Simpson's gotten a number of good looks. Just haven't been able to knock all of them down. They've had, seems like, 4 or 5 pop out. And we'll see if Simpson can finally get something going here offensively. As Aaron Berry will be with Tion Martin, JT Branch, Modica Jr., and Blake Trent. Simpson with 23 on the shot clock will put it in play. JT Branch looks for the backdoor feed. Now back up top to Martin, out to Blake Trent. Thought about it in three-point range. Jabs right, goes left. Spins, creates contact, and a travel. Doerr for Merced brings it across. Jalen Cooper's on him. To Branson Garcia. Now Seth Cobb back to Garcia. Right inside. Little floater. No. Modica Jr. keeps it alive. JT Branch has it up the floor. Branch accelerates and gets it taken away. And now he stepped out of bounds. Wow. I didn't know Branch had that much speed on sixth gear there. As he just flew up the floor. 22-20. Inbound to Blake Trent with a new shot clock. Again, Simpson can tie it with a bucket. Martin. Martin. Now dribbling deep three-point range. Crossing over, looks to attack. Step back dribble, illegal screen off the ball. It'll be on Modica Jr., his first personal, as John Manjohn will come out. 22-20. 6 minutes to go, first half. Low scoring start for Simpson. This is exactly what Merced has wanted. Branson Garcia, dribble handoff, Seth Cobb. Crosses over to the left side of the floor, back out now to Cinco Durr. Down though, Kozak, double team. Attacks baseline, reverse layup, blocked by Manjohn, comes away with it. Great defense there by John Manjohn, who's off to a good start tonight. Martin, directing traffic, far side, out to Blake Trent. Jabs, tries for three, got it! His first triple of the night. Blake Trent has five, he's now one of three. Simpson has the lead. Westlake in the other direction. Martin almost had a steal, but a foul. I believe that'll be his first, just the fourth team foul. Four team fouls on each club here with 5:18 remaining. Mason Westlake feeds Seth Cobb, deep three-point range, comes off a pick, attacks, gets into the paint, pass is deflected by Trent in a turnover. Here comes Cooper up the floor. Cooper sets out Martin. Martin throws it away. Intended for JT Branch. Durr with the steal. Four on two. Out to Kozak. Kozak inside. Goes up. Man, a foul. It will be on Manjohn. I believe that's his first. Kozak at the line. First free throw, no good. Teon Martin out, Barry in. Kozak, 4 points, 2 of 3 with a couple of rebounds. Second one is good. Ties the game at 23. Under 5 minutes to go, first half. Jalen Cooper with it. Spin dribble. Gets right inside. Hangs in the air. He's fouled from behind. And he's going to shoot a pair. I wasn't sure if it was a pass. Mason Westlake with the personal. So Cooper will head to the free throw line to give Simpson the lead. The Redhawks 4-5 from the stripe tonight. A couple substitutions coming up for Merced. First free throw is good. 24-23. Tyra and Alfred Bamani in. Also Matt Laughlin in. Kozak Garcia sit. For Merced. And Cooper knocks down both. 25-23. Man, how good has Jalen Cooper played recently? In his third year for Simpson, playing his best basketball of his career in his senior year. Tyra comes across midcourt, feeds to the right side now to Durr. Durr now looks inside. Matt Laughlin hangs in the air. Up and under. Missed it. Rebound comes to Blake Trent. Oh, almost threw it away, but it comes now to JT Branch. Skip pass. Bad pass. Turnover. Durr with a steal. One-on-one to the rack. And he throws it down on a foul. A posterizing dunk for Durr. And a chance for one more at the free throw line. I think Merced's bench erupted way out onto the floor. So Cinco Durr out of Sacramento, California, looking to give the Bobcats the lead with the and one. Free throw is good, 26-25. 4:20 to go, first half. Jalen Cooper out to Barry right side. Barry waiting for the slip, doesn't get it, now tries to come off the pick from JT Branch. Hesitation dribble, step back, 17-footer, too strong, rebound to Matt Laughlin. Tyra races into the front court, right near the Bobcat logo at center court, off a pick to his left, good hedge out there, now to Seth Cobb, straight away Matt Laughlin. Far side of the floor to Cinco Durr, the corner, Tyra, pass fake, and now to Seth Cobb, shot clock down to 10. Cobb spins, out to Laughlin for three, yes! Matt Laughlin from downtown, 29-25. Jalen Cooper, Aaron Berry, almost taken away by Durr. And how as good has Cinco Durr been off the bench for Merced? Has a couple of steals. He's been all over the Simpson offense. here early on. 3:30 to go. Merced leads by four. As I say that, he comes to the bench. Haywood in with two personals. Entry pass to John Manjohn. To Blake Trent, almost taken away. Manjohn now attacks, dumps out. JT Branch. Branch got in the air, nowhere to go. Ball's loose. Turnover. Should have just shot the 15-footer. Haywood now in transition. Almost loses it. Now feeds to Seth Cobb. Straight away to Laughlin to the right side. Tyra. Tyra, baseline. Pull up. It is good. 31-25. Bobcats lead by six. Largest of the night. Blake Trent now. John Manjohn, three-point range. Looks for the backdoor feed. Now to JT Branch. Branch, skip pass. Barry, jabs right, pulls up. And no, he didn't. Pump fake now out to Cooper. Down to 13. Cooper. JT Branch for three. Short. Kozak with the rebound. Simpson struggling here offensively. Now down to below 42%. Haywood, ooh, got away with a travel there. Out to Seth Cobb. And Branch almost had a steal. Laughlin steps into a three. No good. Manjohn with the rebound. His fifth of the night. Simpson needs a bucket here. They've gone a few minutes on this cold spell. Barry to Cooper. Here comes the double screen. Off of pick. Splits it. Gets right inside. Lost it again. Swings out to Blake Trent for three. Yes! Just what the doctor ordered. Trent with his second triple. Back to a three-point game. 31-28. T.L. Martin will come in at the next whistle. Under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Ryan Haywood, left angle. Picked up by Aaron Barry. Look out, looks out, finds Laughlin. The right side, Cole Tyra. Tyra looks down to the corner to Seth Cobb. Stutter step, swings inside. Now out to Kozak. Haywood. Haywood, penetration dribble. Lost it, goes to the floor, slides, comes to Laughlin. Here's a deep three from Cobb. No rebound, it's an offensive one. Out to Tyra, second chance for Merced. 1 minute, 30 seconds remaining. Tyra, Kozak now, left side to Seth Cobb. Straight away, Haywood, all out in deep three-point range. Attacks, bulldozes his way to the rack. Shot no good. Gets another offensive rebound. 31-28, Todd Franklin can't believe there's no foul on the rebound. They're letting the time wind. 31-28. And John Manjohn has a steal. Manjohn races up the floor. Tyra keeps it in bounds. Oh, my goodness. He got it taken away. Back in the other direction. And a timeout's going to be called by Merced. A 30-second timeout. 50 seconds remaining, 24 on the game clock. And right now, this first half has been exactly what Merced has been trying to do. Slow it down. Make Simpson take tough shots. That's what they've been doing. The difference really has been from beyond the arc. 5 of 12 from 3 for Merced. Simpson just 2 of 6. Both teams shooting right at 43%. The Redhawks with 7 turnovers, just 5 for Merced. However, plus 4 in the points off turnovers for the Bobcats. Rebounding is almost deadlocked, but a plus 1 advantage for the Bobcats with 16. Simpson with just 15. 14 bench points for Merced, just 4 for Simpson. A lot of that coming from Doerr, who has 5, Laughlin with 6, and Westlake with 3. Simpson again with just 4 bench points. Jalen Cooper has 4 points. Brandon Moss with a pair. Aaron Barry with 6. Trent has 8. Manjohn had 6 early, but he's been quiet since. Monica with 2. Again, it just doesn't seem like Simpson's getting what they want offensively. And having to settle for tough, tough shots. And that has been the difference in the game. 31-28. It'll be Merced ball with 24 on the shot clock here. 51 seconds remaining in the first half. Tyra with Haywood, Laughlin, Kozak, and Westlake for Merced. Inbound to Matt Laughlin. Trying to get it to Cole Tyra, not allowing him to get the ball now. Far side, Westlake. Westlake. Back to Laughlin. They're trying to get to the Tyra. They finally do. 10 seconds on the clock. Haywood out to Kozak. Dribble handoff to Tyra. Three-point range. He's double. Now looks to attack. Gets into the paint. Dumps out. Haywood stutter step. Tough shot. No rebounds tip and a second chance. For Merced, their fourth offensive rebound this possession. Todd Franklin is very upset with the no foul call on the rebound. Shot, game clock now down to 15 as the shot clock has been turned off. Tyra, double crossover, looks to attack, pulls up, 14-footer, no. Rebound Cooper, down to 4 seconds. Cooper up the sideline, Barry, here's a deep three, and he traveled first. Didn't matter, it was an air ball. seconds remaining. Franklin still playing his case on the sideline here about the rebounding fouls. 1.6 seconds to go. Throws it in now to Haywood. Haywood from center court. No. And that's going to end the first half. 31-28. And that's going to end the first 20 minutes of basketball. Very close affair throughout. And we will take a break, come back, and talk about this first half here on KCNR 1460.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachMasterAutoBody.com.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the Diabetes Prevention Program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
Hello, good North State folk. Robin Hood here. Would you like to see a play about me, the ultimate hero and all-around good guy? I will wow you in a story that is hilarious and adventurous fun for the whole family. Oh, and the story has other characters in it, too. Towns Guy, tell the good folk where to see me.
Of course, Robin. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood, written by Marilyn Dobson, directed by Samantha Thorpe. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, January 19th through February 16th.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and
attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right. Your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Welcome back here at the half, 31-28, Merced with the lead. Halftime stats for tonight's contest. Merced 40% from the floor, Simpson 43%. 12 of 30 for Merced, 10 of 23 for Simpson. Again, that's plus 7 on the field goal attempts. 5 offensive rebounds for Merced, a lot down the stretch. Really affected Simpson. As Merced pretty much had the ball the final 2 minutes of the game. Miss a shot, offensive rebound, get a second chance, and they've done that 3 or 4 times the last couple of minutes. So we got to key in on that as we go down the stretch in this game. Todd Franklin's been begging for a foul call on box outs as Simpson has been getting creamed down low. For Simpson, Jalen Cooper with 4, Moss 2, Aaron Berry 6, Blake Trent with 8. He's hit 2 dribbles, Monica Jr. 2, and Manjon just 6. We like to see JT Branch get a little more involved offensively. He's missed a couple of easy looks. And really, Simpson's getting the shots they want. They just haven't been able to knock all of them down. They're doing a nice job attacking. But again, this Merced defense is very, very good. The Redhawks trying to improve to 5-0 in conference play, receiving votes for the first time in program history. For Merced, their leading scorer is Seth Cobb with 8. He's 3 of 5. Him and Blake Trent have basically matched each other stat for stat. Ronnie Kozak with 5 points. Cole Tyra with 4 to go along with 3 assists. Ryan Haywood has got 0 points, but 5 rebounds and a couple and 3 assists. And Matt Laughlin off the bench with 6. Durr has 5, including that big throwdown over JT Branch. That was a foul. So at the break, Simpson has done a nice job at the half of making adjustments. We'll see if they continue to do that here tonight. They started out hot, had an early lead, and then Merced's defense started to lock down a little bit more, and they started to get their offense going as well. 7 minutes remaining in the half. We'll take a break. We'll come back for the second half. You're listening to Simpson Redhawks Basketball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, Michael with Hokumas, where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokumas and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricar is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricar upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokumas and check out Ricar Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners. Either upright or canister style, these super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricar's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokumas on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at Hokumas.net, or like us on Facebook.
I am excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years' experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, beginning January 5th at 11 a.m.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things. completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Back to start the second half, Jalen Cooper, Aaron Berry, JT Branch, Blake Trent, and John Manjon for Simpson. Just how they began the game, facing off against the same five former set, Haywood, Cobb, Garcia, Kozak, and Tyra. 31-28. As we're waiting for the final seconds here at the half to tick down, Simpson will start with the ball to begin this second half. Here we go. Aaron Berry will put it in play for Simpson to Jalen Cooper to get the second half started. And now Jalen Cooper, here we go. Cooper to Manjon, back to the basket. Single coverage, going to go right to work. Retreat dribble to JT Branch, skip pass Berry, 4-3. Short, rebound, tipped in. Manjon kept it alive, but Haywood comes away with it. Good first possession for Simpson, just unable to get a shot to go down. Haywood across the timeline, comes off a screen, hedged beautifully by Manjon to the right side of the floor, now to Seth Cobb. Dribble handoff, Tyra, deep three-point range to Garcia straight away. Now to the left side, Haywood. Haywood looking for Kozak. Jabs left, goes right. Cut off. Step back. 15-footer. Good. 33-28. Jalen Cooper now. Right side. Blake Trent. Catch and release from downtown. Got it. Something but the bottom of the net. 33-31. Third triple of the game for Blake Trent. Had a hand right in his face as well. Tyra now, cross midcourt, swing to the right side to Seth Cobb. Now dumps out up top, Garcia, and out of the left side to Garcia. Tyra, stutter step with the left hand, gets inside, swings out, Haywood for three. Air ball, rebound, Kozak comes away with it. Shot clock reset, oh, I don't know if it should have, it might have grazed the rim. Again for three, no. JT Branch with the rebound for Simpson. A chance to tie it with a two or take the lead with a three. Cooper accelerates, steps back, now swings to Blake Trent. Trent. Attacks, looks inside, Manjon stripped, the ball's loose. JT Branch comes away with it, jump ball, and it'll be Merced basketball. Trying to force it inside. Cole Tyra now. 2-point game, Merced with the lead. To Haywood. Flare screen to Cobb. Attacks the right-hand dribble. Hangs in the air. Lays it in over Blake Trent. 35-31. Cooper out to Aaron Berry to Blake Trent. Trent gets inside. Pulls up. Hangs with a man in his face. No. Rebound to Branson Garcia. 4-point game. Haywood. Dumps out. Cobb, stutter step. Cobb inside. Dumps back out to Tyra. Thought about it in three-point range. Skip pass. Haywood holding. Waiting for a screen. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Tough step back. Draws the contact. Puts it in. 37-31. Ryan Haywood is now 2 of 8 with 4 points. All four of those points coming here in this second half. Cooper attacks, gets right into the paint. He hangs in the air and is fouled, and he'll get to the free throw line. Kozak with the personal. That's just his first. So Jalen Cooper will head to the free throw line where he's already been once tonight. First one off the front of the iron right. No good. Second one is good. 37-32. In the other direction. Here's Cole Tyra moving to our left. Waits for a pick from Garcia. Dumps out off top. Kozak to Haywood. Haywood retreats all the way to the midcourt logo. To Tyra left angle. Off a pick. Spins to the baseline. Garcia, good look at three. No. Manjon tip. It comes to Barry. Nicely done there on the defensive rebound. Cooper looks inside for Manjon. Quickly gives it to him. Spin move. Goes up. Right hand. He is fouled. And will get to the free throw line. So Manjon picks up the second foul on Kozak. And he will head to the free throw line where he's been once tonight. Manjon, first free throw, got it, knocks it down. It's always a good sign for the big fella. Matt Laughlin. Comes in for Garcia. Manjon knocks down the second, two for two. 37-34. I get a wink from assistant coach James Jansen on the sideline after the second make. He's been working on those free throws a lot lately. Tyra out to Ryan Haywood. Haywood, a dump down to Laughlin, stops. Ooh, had an 18-footer, but he decided not to shoot it. Kozak, out of Cole Tyra, left angle, off a pick, 12 seconds remaining. Seth Cobb down low. Here comes the double. Now down 8 on the clock. Laughlin out for 3. Got it. Matt Laughlin has got 9 all from beyond the arc, 40-34. Blake Trent to Jalen Cooper. Cooper looking to enter it down low to Manjon. He does. Single coverage. Going to work. Manjon. Little half hook with a right hand. Too strong off the window. Another good attempt for Manjon. Just can't get it to go. 6-point game. Haywood races across into the front court. Comes off two screens. Now splits the defender into the paint. Barry has a steal, and he is fouled by Kozak. That's going to be 3 on Ronnie Kozak. The two get up, pat each other on the back, and Ronnie Kozak's going to have to come out, I believe, as Batmani in. JT Branch will take a seat. Brandon Moss coming in. Simpson looking for that guy to bring intensity in this second half. He might be the guy to do it. We've seen him do it multiple times in his two-year career at Simpson. Jalen Cooper looking for Blake Trent to Aaron Berry to the baseline. Brandon Moss out to Trent. Pump fakes right back to Cooper straight away. Simpson moving it beautifully. Moss out to Trent again. He'll try again for 3. No good. Matt Laughlin comes away with the rebound. 40-34. Tyra now across midcourt to Matt Laughlin. Simpson would like a stop, maybe even a steal to get a bucket. Bobcats have only turned the ball over 6 times tonight. Tyra off a pick, down low, into Bomani, blocked by Moss. What a play. It comes to Barry all the way from the help side. Barry jogs it across into the midcourt. Now it swings out. Cooper right side, down low. Brandon Moss, pump fake, back to Cooper. Thought about it. Stutter step, gets in the paint. Puts it up, no. Rebound tip. Manjon comes away and it goes back up. Missed it again. Rebound, and Brandon Moss is going to be called for a foul. Good hustle by Simpson. Fouls on Moss. And right now, Simpson struggling to get good looks. I thought Manjon might have been fouled there. And again, Simpson does a nice job. Moss goes down and makes sure Zbatmani's okay with a high five. Been a lot of good sportsmanship between both teams this evening. 15 minutes to go. Merced leads by 6. Ryan Haywood, left angle. Off a pick to his right, out to Matt Laughlin for 3. He misses this one. Long rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Simpson ball. Don't like the fact that Laughlin, who's hit Three threes in this game, was left wide open from downtown, though. He's now 3 of 7 from beyond the arc. 40-34, Blake Trent left angle. Looks down low to Manjohn. Single coverage, out to B. Moss. Mishandles the catch. Now right side, Jalen Cooper. Feeds down low, Manjohn. Bumped in the baseline, doubled. Skip pass, thrown away. And a backcourt violation. Instead of going all the way baseline, just like to see him take one dribble and go up on the drop step there, but felt the pressure coming. Turnover number 9 for Simpson. 40-34. Red Hawks struggling to score in this game. Remember, they score 81 a game. They're way down below that. Laughlin doubled and lays it in. Nice little slip on the pick and roll. Merced has their largest lead of the night. Cooper races up the floor to Aaron Berry and now stops. Simpson needs a bucket here. Trent being denied off screens. Now to Jalen Cooper. Cooper comes off the pick. Now to Brandon Moss. It was tipped. He catches on the baseline. Moss pulls up. 16-footer. Got it. Big shot there for B. Moss. His second bucket. He's got 4 from 14 feet away. And Brandon Moss looks locked in right now. 42-36. Tyra back to the basket to Laughlin. Laughlin dribble handoff. Haywood. Left side of the floor. Shot clock's down to 12. Crossing over, almost picked, but a foul, and it'll be on Cooper. Or excuse me, it'll be on Berry, who didn't like the call. Martin and Branch will return for Simpson. Berry out, Manjohn out. 13:40 to go. First foul on Berry, by the way. Tyra now to Bonmani. Haywood now. Sets up. Here's a tough shot from Westlake. Fading away. No, long rebound. Collides out of bounds. It will be Simpson ball. Good hustle. Simpson's got to get nearly every defensive rebound and 50-50 ball. They just need every momentum they can here in this second half. 42-36. Right side, Blake Trent. Three-point range. Goes to the baseline. Double, skip pass, Brandon Moss. Back to Trent, three-point range. Down low, B. Moss. Single coverage, turns, faces up with the left hand. He is fouled, and he'll get to the free throw line. Brandon Moss doing what he does best, bringing energy off the bench. And he'll get to the line for 2. Foul, I believe, is on Cole Tyra. Nope, it's on Bonmani. Just his first. So B. Moss at the free throw line. Out of Stockton. First free throw is good. Tyra out. Cinco Dur in for Merced. Moss looking to make it a 4-point game. Moss out of Stockton, Branch out of Antioch. Those two probably the closest to this area here in Merced. Manteca for Justin Nieto as well. So Dewar brings it across midcourt, 4-point game, 42-38. Haywood, straight away by Monty. Ooh, wow. Gone with the travel, and Cooper goes for steal, doesn't get it. Haywood inside, out to Laughlin, straight away, 3, short. Rebound, Bonmani comes away with it. Second chance, here's a fadeaway for Westlake. No, rebound again to Bonmani. And a third chance opportunity for Merced. 42-38. That brings the Merced fans to their feet. Haywood goes behind the back of the dribble, dumps down to Bonmani straight away. To Dur, jabs right, goes left, gets into the paint, and a timeout. Well, nope, hang on, a turnover. It's going to be an illegal screen on Bonmani. His second. So Simpson will get the ball back. Burns in, Trent out. Trent has been working to get every open look he can get tonight. He's only shot the ball 6 times from 3. Most of those has been with a hand in his face. He's 3 of 6. 42-38. We're approaching the 12-minute media. Zach Burns comes in, feeds to Martin right side. Martin off a pick, now doubled. Up top now to Cooper to Burns. Back to Martin. Shot clock down to 15. Martin. Moss. Pump fake. Attacks the left hand. Draws the contact. And the travel. 12 minutes, 3 seconds remaining. Doro bringing across midcourt. Timeout at the next whistle. Ryan Haywood. Off a pick. Looks down low by Monty. Easy lay-in. 44-38. Just a simple pick and roll is all that was needed. Cooper attacks. Out the Tion Martin for three. Knocks it down. Big shot there by the freshman. One possession game. 44-41. Mason Westlake brings it up. Drops off now to Doer. By Monty. Now to Haywood. And, oh, almost a steal for Cooper. Doer swings out. Laughlin for three to answer. Got it. Matt Laughlin with his fourth triple. 4 of 9. 47-41. Cooper now to Tion Martin straight away. Directing traffic. Setting up the offense. Off the screen to his left. To JT Branch. Out to Burns. Burns attacks. Back to Martin. Deep three-point range. Now Brandon Moss. Moss spins. Lost the handle on it. Goes up. No. Rebounds. Loose. It comes to Westlake. Dumps it down to Doer up the floor. 2-on-3 break. Doer off a pick. Stops. Pops. 15-footer. No. Martin tip. No. It comes to Cooper. Up the floor. JT Branch. Branch makes the catch, but a travel first. I actually think Branch didn't quite have possession of that ball. That'll get us to a timeout, 47-41, 10:30 to go. Gut check time for this 4-0 team in conference. We'll take a break. We'll be back here on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 47-41. Simpson trying to get some sort of momentum in this second half. As it will be Merced ball after the turnover. There's Doer bringing across midcourt. Doer attacking on Tion Martin. Stops, swings out Laughlin again for three. No. Cooper can't come with a rebound. Haywood put back, missed it. This time Cooper does come away with a rebound. Another way too many offensive rebounds for Merced. They're now at 9. Down low. Brandon Moss doubled. Out to Martin. Swings to Cooper. Jabs right. Gets into the paint. Hangs in the air. Lays it in. Good setup from Martin. Cooper with the lay-in. Back to a four-point game. 47-43. Jalen Cooper continues to get big buckets when it's needed most. Ryan Haywood. Matt Laughlin now. Left angle to Westlake. Westlake attacks. Right to the rack. Missed it. Offensive rebound, Bob Monty, and a second chance again. Westlake for three. No. Burns with a good box out. Here comes Simpson. They got numbers if they hurry. Martin dumps to the corner. Zach Burns, open three. No. JT Branch, offensive rebound, goes back up. He is fouled. It'll get to the free throw line. Burns with a great box out on one end, gets a good look at the other, just can't get it, but Branch is there. And now we'll head to the free throw line. It's the sixth team foul on Merced. So Simpson will be at the line the rest of this 9 minute and 28 second game. Branch, first free throw is good. Three-man substitution for Simpson. Barry, Manjon, Trent all out. Second free throw coming up. Knocks it down. Two-point game. Dewar. Out on the left side to Ryan Haywood. Haywood spins back to Laughlin. Laughlin attacks back to Haywood. Down to 13. Westlake off the pick. Ooh, got away with the travel. And now here's Haywood. Baseline drive. Haywood foul. Count it. And a chance for one more at the free throw line. 49-45. Free throw no good. 47-45 on the board. Well, see if they add the points here. And now they finally do. 49-45. 9 minutes remaining. Cooper out to Blake Trent. Thought about it in three-point range. Comes off the pick. Dumps out up top. Turnover. Haywood to the rack. Lays it in. 51-45. Back to six. It was just two a moment ago. Cooper to Blake Trent. Aaron Berry now straight away. Drop off pass. Manjon sets up. JT Branch. Pump fake goes up. Stripped and a steal by Dewar. Oh, it should have been an easy lay-in. Haywood in the other direction. Haywood to the rack. Out of control. Misses. Here comes Simpson now in the other direction. Sets up Blake Trent. Trent now retreats. Trent trying to dig his way down low to Manjon. Manjon attacks. Reverse lay. Oh, tried to set up Barry. Oh, my goodness. Simpson almost had three turnovers. Now this time, JT Brandt misses again an easy attempt. Simpson can't get anything to go here in the second half. We'll have a timeout at the next whistle. Branch misses a couple of point-blank attempts with no foul calls. 51-45. Westlake to Dewar on the left angle. Barry on him. Straight away, Matt Laughlin. Westlake off a pick to his left. Kozak, dribble handoff. Haywood. Haywood for three. No rebound. Barry, he's fouled. And Aaron Barry is going to get to the line at the other end. When we come back, 51-45. Barry will shoot the one and ones when he comes back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Please join me for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton on Wednesday afternoons from 6 to 7 p.m. as we discuss all the latest sports news and possible betting options around the world of sports. I will also bring on some local sports experts to give us a taste on the life of college and prep sports athletes and coaches. So tune in Wednesdays at 6 to 7 p.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
51-45, 7:30 to go. Barry with a couple of big free throws coming up. He's got 6 points. Moss, Manjon, Tion Martin, Jalen Cooper, and of course, Aaron Barry is at the free throw line. Simpson just looking for some sort of firepower offensively. Blake Trent is out. It just seems like they can't get him the ball in a spot to do anything with it. Barry. His first free throw is good. Rattles it home. 51-46. Second one, also good. Two clutch free throws for Aaron Berry. Simpson is now 14, check that, 15 for 17 from the free throw line. 51-46, check that, 51-47. Westlake gets it stolen. Cooper has it up the floor. Jalen Cooper sets up Berry. Berry to the rack. Plays it in. 51-49. Merced trying to push the other direction, but Simpson slows it down. All of a sudden, it's back to a two-point game. A great play and setup from Jalen Cooper. Cinco Dur. Kozak now to Westlake. Picked up by Tion Martin. Laughlin. Haywood, dribble attack, steps out, now to Dur, shot clock down to 8, almost a steal, Dur doubled, skips out, Haywood to the rack, offensive foul! What a play from Jalen Cooper! Wow! The foul is on Haywood, his third. I thought he slid in late, but hey. A big, big play from Jalen Cooper. 51-49. Tion Martin now. Right side, Jalen Cooper makes the catch. Looks down low. Brandon Moss threw his hands. Turnover. Cringe-worthy turnover right there. Todd Franklin still being encouraging on the sideline. He slipped the on-ball screen. Brandon Moss just off the tip of his fingers trying to bring it in. Tyra now. Straight away to Westlake. Deep people arranged to Ryan Haywood, who's again got three fouls. Haywood, step back with a dribble. Out to Westlake. 14 seconds. Westlake stops. Out to Laughlin. Laughlin dribble attack. Pulls up. 16-footer. No tip. And John comes away with the rebound. Simpson can tie on this possession. And Todd Franklin aware of the moment offensively and will take a timeout. And it will be a full timeout. 51-49, 6 minutes to go in the ballgame here on KCNR 1460.
Join Shasta Regional Medical Center Foundation on Friday, February 1st for the annual Go Reading Luncheon at the Holiday Inn. Protect your heart health, the ones you love, and be inspired to live a heart-healthy lifestyle. Keynote speakers include two cardiovascular specialists sharing life-saving information on women's heart health. Shop in the Red Boutique, enjoy champagne, and complimentary Go Red goodie bag tote. Wearing red is highly encouraged. This event sells out every year. Go to ShastaRegional.com for more information. Let's get heart smart together at the Go Reading Luncheon.
Come to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, January 12th, to learn about the various opportunities to volunteer at the theater. As a nonprofit, the Cascade relies on volunteers to keep the Cascade up and running. The Cascade Theater's new artistic director will be available to answer questions, discuss her vision for in-house productions, and let you know how to get involved with the theater. So come on down to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, January 12th, from 10 to 1. We hope to see you there.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
6 minutes to go. 51-49. Martin will put it in on the side for Simpson. And they look to tie the game. The first leg of the win for Simpson completed earlier. Red Hawks, the men's side, trying to do it here. Tion Martin, check that. Jalen Cooper baseline drive. He's got it. Ties it up at 51. 5:45 to go. Cole Tyra brings it across the midcourt logo. Left side now to Seth Cobb. Cobb waits for the pick. Now comes off it. Nowhere to go to Matt Laughlin. Tyra all out in deep three-point range. Tyra, step back, dribble. Lost it off the foot. Brandon Moss comes away with the dive, but it's a kickball. Brandon Moss, they're going to reset the shot clock to 20 here. And that's going to allow Kevin Pham to call a timeout. I believe he's only got Foles left. He does. Timeout, Merced. We're even at 51 with 5:30 to go. We'll be back on KCNR 1460.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt.
My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
51-51. Merced with it. Puts it in play to Ronnie Kozak. Kozak hands to Tyra. Shot clock again down to 15. Seth Cobb with it. Deep three ball range back to Tyra. Now down to 10. Here comes a high off-ball screen. He wants it to his left. Attacks the right end. Out to Cobb for three. Blocked by Cooper. Down to 5. Cobb, tough 17-footer. He hits this one. Wow. Big shot from Seth Cobb after the block shot. 53-51. Here's Teon Martin now. Straight away with 5 minutes to go. Aaron Berry looks down low for Brandon Moss. Enters it to him at the high post. Moss turns to Teon Martin. Down low now to Manjon. Back to the basket. Single coverage, Manjon, B. Moss, 17-footer for the tie. Got it. How about Brandon Moss off the bench with 8 points? 53-all, 4:30 remaining. What a good game this has been all the way through. Seth Cobb, left angle now, Ryan Haywood. Looks for the lob pass, Cobb pump fakes with a hand in his face. Now maintains possession. Out to Manlaughlin. Left angle now to Haywood. Haywood jabs right. Goes baseline. Stops. Dumps back out. Seth Cobb. Stutter step. Cooper right on him. Tough turnaround. No. Rebound. Martin comes away with it. And now it's stripped. Manjon has it. Martin and Cobb are tied up. And there's a whistle here. Who's the foul going to be on? The foul is going to be on Teon Martin. I believe they're going to talk about it, though. So they're saying it's a loose ball foul on Teon Martin, so Merced will get the ball back. It was already up the floor, and Manjon had a two-on-one break. 53-all. Inbound to Cole Tyra. Thought it was going to be a double foul, but I guess not. Tyra now. Ooh, might have been a travel. Ronnie Kozak looks back door. Laughlin now. Out to Haywood. Three-point range. Down low, Kozak. Here comes the double team. Single coverage. Kozak. Pump fakes. Goes up. Tough shot. Got it. That's good defense. Just better offense. 55-53. Under 4 minutes remaining. Another low scoring a game for Merced. Berry looks down low for Manjon. B. Moss out to Cooper to Teon. Martin back to the basket to John Manjon. Single coverage. Now faces up. Spins. He halves hook in the other direction. Plays it in. Back to 55 all. The big fellows dueling here down the stretch. 3:15 remaining. Tyra, right side Ryan Haywood, Aaron Berry all over him. Doesn't really use the pick. Now to the left side, Cole Tyra. Tyra fights over the screen. Now to Seth Cobb. Cobb to Kozak. Doubled. Now the single coverage. Kozak again. Lost it out of bounds. Turnover. And Simpson will get the ball back. 3 minutes remaining. Blake Trent will come back in for Teon Martin. And Simpson has a chance to take the lead. Cinco Dor in as well as Seth Cobb is out. I imagine they might bring Cobb in and out for offense defense. We'll see here. Red Ox looking to take the lead. Cooper straight away. Brandon Moss to Aaron Berry. Berry back out, hands to Jalen Cooper. Shot clock down to 15. Trent out in the three-point range to B. Moss. Fakes the handoff. Now will attack. Moss to the rack. He's fouled. It'll get to the free throw line again to take the lead. How about the play of Brandon Moss, the senior out of Modesto? Check that, Stockton, who's played extremely well off the bench tonight. B. Moss. As T.L. Martin is going to come in for Blake Trent. Moss, first free throw, clean. So both teams are playing the in-and-out game with Cobb and Trent bringing them in for offense and defense. Moss, second free throw. This is no good. Kozak comes away with it. Simpson leads by one, 56-55. Ryan Haywood, cross midcourt to Kozak. Looks for Tyre, almost throws it away, but to Matt Laughlin. Haywood now on the baseline, looking for the screen. He's doubled. Comes off it to his right to Seth Cobb to Tyra. Down to 12 on the shot clock. Laughlin, 10 seconds. Cobb again. Attacks the right hand, gets into the paint, draws the contact. It's blocked. And a travel. Laughlin came away with the rebound and then fell. And Simpson will get the ball back. Great defense from Cooper, who got a hand on that tough shot attempt. Moss out, Martin in. What great minutes for B. Moss and Tion Martin off the bench for Simpson. 2 minutes, 6 seconds remaining. Cooper, Barry, Manjon, JT Branch, and Blake Trent for Simpson. We'll set the lines for Merced in a moment. Cooper off a pick to his right. Splits it right to the rack. Left hand finish good. Oh, what a play. 3-point lead for Simpson. 58-55. 2 minutes to go. Cole Tyra. Right side to Cinco Dor, doubled out to Laughlin. Back to Tyra. Right-hand dribble, gets right into the paint. Stops, looks for the turnaround, but finds Laughlin for three in the tie. Yes! 58-58. Timeout, Merced. How about Matt Laughlin? 17 points off the bench. Five triples he's hit tonight. And he ties the game with a minute 30 to go. We'll take a break. What a good game this has been throughout. We'll be back on KCNR 1460.
The feel of shopping in a hometown store. What is it that makes it special? A lot of things. It's familiar faces. It's folks remembering your name. It's employees that are not just hired to work in a department. Some have been with Orchard Nutrition over 20 years, and they're willing to share their knowledge with you. These are all things you've always found at Orchard Nutrition Center. And since 1982, Orchard's motto, supporting local, we're all in it together, says it all. When you step into Orchard Nutrition at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, you'll find a wide variety of organic groceries, fresh organic produce, straight from the farm to Orchard Nutrition Center to your table. Their delicious bakery and deli, and a wide selection of vitamins and supplements, with certified nutritionists to answer all your questions. So whether you're looking for nitrate-free deli meats, certified local organic produce, a wide variety of health foods, supplements, herbs, teas, and so much more, you'll find it at Orchard Nutrition Center. Supporting local, we're all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Simpson ball out of the timeouts with 1:34 remaining. This has probably been the best game in conference so far for the Red Hawks. Trent and Moss back in with Manjon, Cooper, and Aaron Berry. Minute 30 to go in a tie ball game. Aaron Berry right side. Somehow a steal by Stewart, but he blocks out of bounds. Almost a turnover on the sideline. All. Simpson kind of caught a break right there. AB into B. Moss. And out to Jalen Cooper. Shot clock at 25 here. Here comes the on-ball screen. Off it to his left. Cooper stops to B. Moss. Thought about it to Blake Trent. Comes off a pick, doubled. Brandon Moss, he pump fakes again. Skip pass to Jalen Cooper. Cooper stops, 15-footer, got it! Simpson has the lead, 60-58, 1 minute remaining. Lots of timeouts left. Kevin Pham waving them on. Haywood the Kozak. Right side now to Doerr. Off a pick. Looks down low. Now straight away Laughlin. Haywood. Haywood awaits. Haywood attacks. Inside. Blocking foul. The shot. It counted. We'll see if they count the basket. There's no way. He took another step. Oh my goodness. They're going to count it. That's bad. The blocking foul is on Aaron Berry. And they were more worried about to see if they were in agreement on the blocking foul to see then if the shot went in. We're tied at 60. Haywood will shoot the free throw to make it a one-point game in favor of Merced. Simpson has lots of timeouts left. He knocks down the free throw. 61-60. Left. It is going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break. Wow. We'll be back. 43.7 seconds to go. 61-60. Merced with the lead on KCNR 1460.
Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blowout brings a roster full of Grammy winners and nominees to the Cascade Theater January 16th. It's a stellar night of Southern Blues Harp Masters featuring Bobby Rush, Kenny Neal, James Harmon, Johnny Sansoni, and Mark Hummel's Golden State Lone Star Blues Review featuring Anson Funderburg. The Blues Harmonica Blowout at the Cascade, January 16th at 7:30. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR Shasta Reading.
61-60, 43 seconds remaining. Simpson trailing by one. Lots of timeouts left on both sides. Simpson has four. Merced has two. Jalen Cooper brings it across the midcourt logo for Simpson. Cooper feeds the John Manzon. Back door. Berry. Hangs in the air. Oh, his shot is blocked. No foul. And now Moss fouls on the defensive rebound. Wow. The foul is on B. Moss. Still plenty of time left. The next foul will put him in the penalty. Tion Martin in, Blake Trent out. And Todd Franklin is going to call a timeout. Wow. I can't believe a no foul call there. There's been a couple questionable calls here down the stretch. And none of them benefiting Simpson. Three timeouts still left for the Redhawks. JT Branch will come in. And it will be very interesting to see what happens here in the final 30 seconds. Still so much time truly left. With all the timeouts, there's going to be a lot of fouls, I would imagine. Both teams are in the bonus. Simpson will be in the double bonus. And as Todd Franklin's talking to his team, they're going to try to put on a press here and maybe get an easy steal and a bucket. Making sure that the ball is still on the baseline here. It looks like it will be. Simpson is shooting 45%. We take a look at the free throw numbers. Merced is just 3 of 7 tonight. If Ronnie Kozak is the guy to catch the ball, they got to foul him. He's 1 of 4 this evening. Arguably Merced's worst free throw shooter. That would be the guy you want to keep your eye on. Haywood has missed one. I mean, there's a small sample size, so it's hard to tell. But Kozak, who is not going to be in the game here wisely by Kevin Pham because of his 4 free throw shooting. 61-60. JT Branch will be on the ball. As they're going to try and deny and get a trap here. Inbound, and it's to Seth Cobb. Goes up the floor to Cottrell. He's fouled across the timeline. 5 seconds ticked off. And now they'll shoot the one and ones. 26.5 seconds remaining. Blake Trent in for Simpson. Martin out. Haywood. Or check that. Cinco Adore. So it will be Jonah Cottrell, who literally just checked in for free throws at the line, to shoot the front end of the one and one. And now I'm trying to figure out what the pause is for here. So Jonah Cottrell, who has been in the game literally 5 seconds, will shoot the one and one. First one. He missed it. JT Branch has it. Blake Trent. They're going to come across and take a timeout. 22.4 seconds remaining. Oh, my goodness. Hold on for dear life in this one. And really what has been an unbelievable game. 61-60. We will take a break. 22.4 to go. The Red Hawks trail by one. Here on KCNR 1460.
Are you age 60 or above and looking for an opportunity to add more physical activity to your life? Dignity Health Connected Living presents Active Choices, a free 6-month program just for you. Active Choices is simple and straightforward. You will experience the positive, health-enhancing effects of physical activity with the help of an Active Choices health educator, all in the comfort of your own home. For more information, call 530-226-3054.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Reading.
We have been on our edge of our seats the last 5 minutes, 61-60, 22.4 seconds to go. Simpson in a really good spot, even if they miss and they foul. Again, Merced will be at the line to shoot the one and one. Barry Cooper, JT Branch, Blake Trent, and John Manjon. They put it in play. Each team with two timeouts left. Cooper grabs and brings it across midcourt for Simpson. Cooper waiting. Down to 12. He'll create isolation, spins, tough, hangs in the air, and no foul. Manjon puts it back up, going to his seat, lays it in. 6 seconds in the other direction. Here's Haywood. Haywood to the rack. He's blocked, and the game is over. Simpson wins in unbelievable fashion. Oh, my goodness. I don't believe it. The Red Hawks bench storms the court. John Manjon with the shot of his life. Literally a prayer, going to his seat, puts it in. What a great block on JT Branch. Oh, my goodness. Simpson wins. Oh, what a game. The Red Hawks hang on and hang on and hang on. And then pull off the one-point victory and improve to 5-0 in conference play. Oh, my goodness. What a game. I am shocked that Bobcats didn't take a timeout there. Jalen Cooper, as we redirect the play, he was going to go one-on-one, attacked. He spun, hung in the air. His shot missed. It was a scramble for the ball. John Manjon made the catch, and then literally going to the ground, lays it in, 62-61. We'll take a short break. We'll be back with head coach Todd Franklin after this one here on KCNR 1460.
Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100. Real people, real winners. You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come and explore our exciting table games and see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. No one else in town offers this. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Mark Hummel's Blues Harmonica Blowout brings a roster full of Grammy winners and nominees to the Cascade Theater January 16th. It's a stellar night of Southern Blues Harp Masters featuring Bobby Rush, Kenny Neal, James Harmon, Johnny Sansoni, and Mark Hummel's Golden State Lone Star Blues Review featuring Anson Funderburg. The Blues Harmonica Blowout at the Cascade, January 16th at 7:30. Get your tickets now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hello, good North State folk. Robin Hood here. Would you like to see a play about me, the ultimate hero and all-around good guy? I will wow you in a story that is hilarious and adventurous fun for the whole family. Oh, and that story has other characters in it, too. Towns Guy, tell the good folk where to see me.
Of course, Robin. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present The Somewhat True Tale of Robin Hood, written by Marilyn Dobson, directed by Samantha Fook. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, January 19th through February 16th.
And here we are with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Simpson Sports Network and Simpson Basketball. After an unbelievable game winner by John Manjohn as the Redhawks pull off the one-point victory, 62-61, and an unbelievable comeback as the Redhawks are now 5-0 in conference play and continue to dominate so far here in the CalPAC. The Simpson Redhawks all together, the women's and the men's, pull off the sweep in, again, an unbelievable fashion in the second half with the Manjohn falling to his feet. Shot that counted. He finished with 12 points, 5 of 10, obviously the biggest 2 points and rebound of the night at the end of that game. Simpson will be on the road next week, and they will continue their little road trip, their three-game road trip. And a big, big win for the Redhawks here on the road at Merced. We thank you for joining us throughout the night as the Redhawks win in an unbelievable fashion, 62-61, on KCNR 1460.
We'll work for it. And you also have the mayor of New York City promising free health care to legal immigrants. That happened today. So you have to ask yourself, it is not right or wrong. Is it wrong to say to the people of America that you matter more to people than other countries? Because there are a lot of people in need in this country, and you are deciding that Guatemala, Ecuador, or Switzerland, or wherever you're coming from illegally, you're just as important or more important than them. That's not okay with me.
Well, it's happening at this – I mean, the irony and what makes it so confusing and distressing – is that this is happening at exactly the point at which New York and California are collapsing as places for middle-class families.
Yep.
Like, ask anybody who makes 80 grand in the state of New York or the state of California of any ethnicity. It doesn't matter. It's not a race question. Ask anybody who makes 80 grand Do you think you can stay here? Would you like to stay here? Would you like to move to Florida or Idaho or Arizona? And you will find a huge percentage are saying yes. And, in fact, they are leaving. I mean, that's not sort of an open question. We know the answer. Both of those states are seeing an exodus, an actual exodus of their own middle-class citizens, of their entire middle classes. And at that very same time, the people in charge of those states are saying, bring us more poor people. So what does that say about the orientation of the people who run those states? They hate their own people. I mean, there's no other explanation.
Well, I just think if Republicans knew how to be better politicians, instead of just keep saying the same thing over and over again, they should point out that life's full of choices. What you have is a Democratic Party who's choosing other countries over yours, people in need over yours, the money that's coming out of your pocket's not even going to other Americans. We can't even debate the wisdom of these programs. We're debating on the wisdom of where the money's going. What I also thought is important to point out is what I witnessed on Long Island. So when those surge of illegals came to our border, unaccompanied minors during the Obama administration, without asking governors or mayors or town councilmen, they started placing these minors into school systems who didn't speak English. But they didn't go to upper class or middle class school systems. They went to working class school systems. So in Brentwood, Long Island, which happens to be where MS-13 has taken root. So to all these two areas in which were run down. Next thing you know, teachers who are underpaid in classrooms that are underfunded, who the sizes were already too big, we're now taking illegal immigrants, kids, who didn't know English, and you're asking these teachers to teach them English and keep them up with the other kids, whose parents are probably working two jobs so their kids get a public education. So they're not putting them in the rich areas, they're putting them in the working class areas without even telling the local officials. That's what they're going to be doing again, because by law you can only keep them 20 days.
So, I mean, what's the message of this? The message is the people in charge of running our society don't care about you. They hate you. They're actively working against your interests. I mean, again, if you're 15 years old and you come home and your parents have, you know, failed to buy you dinner and rented out your room to someone else, and you complain about it and they scream at you and call you a bad person, what's the message? Your parents don't like you. They don't like you. The people in charge of making your life better are making your life worse. So what do we conclude? They hate you. And that's the truth. Our leaders, a lot of them on both sides, I would include a lot of Republicans. I would include Paul Ryan in this for sure, don't like the American middle class, period. And that's a huge problem.
And he pushed back on that and said, I was from lower middle class. My dad died at a young age. I know what it was like to scramble to pay your bills. But you're saying he acted differently when he got into power.
I would say, look, we should be much more like our dogs. Our dogs don't understand a single word that we say. They can't listen to us. They don't speak English. But right. They know a lot about us because they watch what we do. So listen less, watch more. I don't care what you say. And my wife is like this. Most wise people are like this. She doesn't care what I say. She watches what I do because she knows I'm a professional talker. I can talk my way out of anything. So she totally ignores it. She watches my actions. So I can say I love you, but if I'm never home, do I really love you? No. I love the people I'm with more than I love you. Watch what people do. Don't listen to what they say, especially politicians. Right. I mean, those guys are professional talkers.
You know, the other thing to keep in mind, too, is I have never told my wife what I do full time. She just knows that I get paid to do something. Right? She's a fan of yours. She's like, when I put the TV, all I see is Tucker. I have no idea where you go. Why are you up
because
so early?
She's a late riser.
Yes. Yeah. I told her on the radio, and now we're carried locally, so now she's going to find out what we're doing on WABC. But, hey, a couple of things. Let's talk taxes. On Sunday, 60 Minutes. Mrs. Cortez was interviewed, AOC, was interviewed, this 29-year-old lawmaker with a lot of charisma, a lot of presence, and a lot of beliefs, one of which is if you make over $10 million, I'll tax 70% of that. Well, by the way, she's looking at a guy making $12 million in Anderson Cooper. I wonder how he felt about it. Kind of kept his mouth shut, talked about unemployment. But 20% of households pay 88% of all taxes in this country, the top 20%. Top 20% earners pay almost all the taxes, so they must be horrible people. But here is she talking about her philosophy.
People are going to have to start paying their fair share in taxes.
Do you have a specific on the tax rate?
You know, you look at our tax rates back in the 60s, and when you have a progressive tax rate system, your tax rate, you know, let's say from zero to $75,000 may be 10% or 15%, et cetera. But once you get to, like, the tippy tops, on your 10 millionth dollar, sometimes you see tax rates as high as 60 or 70%. That doesn't mean all $10 million are taxed at an extremely high rate, but it means that as you climb up this ladder, you should be contributing more.
So, does she have something to build off of?
I mean, the striking thing about AOC is how seriously she's being taken.
Yep.
And, I mean, this is something I've thought for a long time, which is we have a huge problem with our economy. Manufacturing died, and now the center of the economy is finance, which actually doesn't do a lot for the country and is not really a long-term plan for having a strong America. It's just not, okay? So people have ignored this, and the net result has been a huge transfer of wealth to, like, the very top and the death of the middle class. Now, I'm hardly a leftist, so my concern is that we're going to, in reaction to that, get socialism. Unless somebody smart steps forward to say, wait a second, how can we actually help people of moderate incomes lead normal lives? The population is going to get so mad that they're going to elect some full-on wacko like Ocasio-Cortez. And that is happening. That is exactly what's happening. I mean, if you polled, you know, go take a poll, like, any place in America and ask, should people making $12 million a year pay 70% taxes? I bet you get majority support for that. So, like, wait a second. You know, we should think deeply about how to fix this system before it's totally destroyed by some Hugo Chavez-type person.
Now,
I'm serious.
I have to – I only have a minute left, but you started this whole segment very in an intriguing way. You said, I'm a child of divorce, so therefore I don't like change. Is that a universal belief, or is that the Tucker Woods, what Tucker Carlson has concluded after years of therapy that he wasn't supposed to tell me about?
I've never been to therapy in my life. I have a – I mean, I'm like you. I get to talk all day, so, like,
that's my therapy.
Shrink,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I get paid to talk instead of paying to talk.
Right.
But, no, I mean, I think most people don't like – you don't want to wake up in a world you don't recognize. Nobody likes that. Like, nobody likes that, and I especially don't like it. I like continuity.
All right. Just want to make sure. I know you, now you get to sleep in and stay late. Not all day. Not all day. I know.
It's good, man.
But you get to know your wife because you were kind of worried because you were working weekends. You like your new life.
I love my new life. I'm literally sitting right now in my boxer shorts with a Springer Spaniel at my feet.
Is it
looking
you?
Out
really?
The park in D.C. Yeah, it's my dog, too.
It's your dog.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good life. It's good to be Tucker Carlson, best-selling author. And he is the hit show. It starts at 8 o'clock tonight, the pregame show to the president. In fact, I would not be surprised him say, thanks, Tucker, and then start his speech as you toss to him.
That would be
interesting,
we'll
wouldn't
see.
It?
I'll be watching.
All right, Tucker.
That would be a little jarring.
Right. And, Tucker, you're the best. Thanks so much.
You always
have a friend here.
I appreciate it. Thank you, man.
All right, Tucker, go get him. When we come back, your turn, 1-866-408-7669. We went a little long because Tucker is fascinating. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Challenging conventional thought and wisdom.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
We try to make healthy choices, but do you ever choose the air you breathe? Now you can, with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Included is the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit with computerized sensor control and app to reduce moisture, mold, odors, and insect infestation from your basement or crawl space. It also expels harmful gases such as radon, carbon monoxide, and other pollutants. Addressing the worst air in your home will transform the entire house. Add the Wave 6-stage hospital-grade air purifier, the only one with HEPA filtration, 2 UV lamps, and other processes for a 99% kill rate of a broad range of pollutants and allergens. The Wave Indoor Air Quality Package will make your home a drier, cleaner, and healthier one all year round. It's time you choose the air you breathe. Choose Wave Home Solutions. Call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE. Or visit dryhousenow.com. Dryhousenow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851. Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Before the debut of his hit series, stand-up comedian Jerry Seinfeld had been seen on TV only on cable specials, late-night TV, and a brief run as a delivery boy on Benson in 1980 and 1981. The theme for Jerry, Kramer, Elaine, and George was written by Jonathan Wolf, and it sounded like it was played on a rubber band.
That was our babka.
You can't beat a babka.
We had that babka.
How about a carrot cake?
Why is that a cake? You don't make carrots into a cake. I'm sorry.
What's this one? That cinnamon babka.
Another babka?
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
If you're interested in it, Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
All right, let's go right to the phones, WTRC in South Bend. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
Great to talk to you.
Same here. What do you want to hear tonight?
Something that nobody seems to bring up. And, you know, Pelosi and Schumer, they want to complain about the $5 billion for the wall. How about the $120 billion we spend every single year dealing with illegals that are already in this country that could be spent, you know, for bridges, for inner cities, $5 billion is a drop in the bucket.
I know, and it'll just get us 200 more miles. So we still got another 1,000 plus to handle. Linda, FM News Talk 97.1. Linda.
Ryan, thanks. I love your show.
Thanks.
And I just want to say all this talk with the Democrats negotiating with the Republicans over the weekend and our president and his administration doing everything they can to try to negotiate with them, the simple case of the matter is they will never, ever, ever negotiate or compromise because their whole agenda, as we've said all along, is take down Trump and his administration. So we all know that they were all for the wall years ago and four times as much money they were going to give. So now it's a simple case of our president has to do what he thinks is right, which he has done all along. And I hope to God he calls out the military tonight and says, if you Democrats won't give me the money for the wall, which you had already agreed to before years ago with four times as much money, then I'm going to do what I have to do. And I hope to God he comes through because I love him and I love what he's doing for our country.
Well, I think, you know, the other big thing, Linda, as they battle on this, if they want a deal, we'll come out with a good deal. But they have to get past reopen the government, or else I'm not even talking about wheeling and dealing. But if they want to do that, we can get a good deal. You know what's looming as his greatest victory? This Chinese reconfiguration of our trade relationship. If you read the fine print, if you see how this is taking place, if you see even the Washington Post is noticing, for the first time maybe ever, both countries are ready to deal legitimately. They brought in their heavy hitters. We could have something within the next 30 days. That'll do more for our economy than anything else, along with getting something done on the border. Linda, we'll see what happens tonight. I look forward to it. Look forward to getting your feedback. And especially all the great listeners at 97.1 in St. Louis. Brian Kilmeade Show, back with Chris Steirewalt, and then you in just a moment. Don't move.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Are you age 60 or above and looking for an opportunity to add more physical activity to your life? Dignity Health Connected Living presents Active Choices, a free 6-month program just for you. Active Choices is simple and straightforward. You will experience the positive, health-enhancing effects of physical activity with the help of an Active Choices health educator, all in the comfort of your own home. For more information, call 530-226-3054.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He just may be the most successful music composer ever. Sir Paul McCartney talks about how he wrote a song for a movie which has become one of his most popular songs to perform live.
Say, live and let die.
I thought Live and Let Die, it's not the easiest title around. But I thought of the obvious thing, the original expression being live and let live. But I enjoyed writing it. I read the book, I think, on the Saturday, the Ian Fleming original book, rather than look at a film script, so that I'd get my take on it or my feel for it. And then on the Sunday, I sat down at the piano and came quite quickly. I wrote the song. And Linda wrote the little middle bit, which is like a little reggae bit. What does it matter to you? You've got a job, you've got a job. And that was it.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice. It's believed that a faulty sensor was to blame for the crash of Lion Air Flight 610 off the coast of Indonesia in October. All 189 people on board were killed. The sensor kept indicating the plane was about to stall and forced the Boeing 737 MAX 8 into a nosedive. The pilots fought to right the aircraft, but failed. The plane plunged into the sea. Now, a Chicago lawyer on behalf of the family of an Indonesian passenger has filed a lawsuit against Boeing. Lawyer Thomas Demetrio says Boeing is at fault for putting in the bad sensor. He says, quote, "It was like Boeing first blindfolded and then tied the hands of the pilots." Boeing says the pilots were trained to override a runaway stabilizer, and the training manual includes procedures to manually regain control. But the lawsuit says the flight crew didn't have time to diagnose the problem before Flight 610 went into its final fatal nosedive. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Radio that makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
If the president would say this, we're going to bring that 2013 immigration reform bill back up within the 30-day trial period. Within 30 days, it has to be voted on. Cannot be filibustered, cannot be blocked out. We're going to have to take a vote on the floor. If he would do that, he would get what he needs.
That is Senator Joe Manchin on another network last night, trying to find a way forward. Chris Coons was with me yesterday on television, trying to find a way forward. But Nancy Pelosi so far has said, I don't talk, and Chuck Schumer, I'm not going to be talking about anything until you reopen the government. So we don't really have a negotiation right now. And you heard Mark Lauder, who say talked to the president yesterday, and the vice president was there too. And they said the first thing these staffers said over the weekend is, we're not going to talk about any deal until you reopen the government. Think about that. Brian, let's go out to Chris Dierwalt. Chris has promised to be on with us. He's Fox News' political editor, and he never breaks a promise. His book, Every Man a King, is available. Hey, Chris, welcome back.
What it is. Happy New Year.
Hey, Chris, I saw what you said last night. We rolled your cut a couple of times today. And you said in the beginning with $5 billion, you know, what are we doing? But you think he has a chance for something bigger tonight.
Well, he certainly spread the field here, and he started on Friday in his remarks in the Rose Garden, and said, okay, this isn't about $3 billion, the difference between the bargaining positions. This is about the wall as metaphor. The wall as metaphor for a secure border. And he also intimated that he was willing to talk about concessions on the other side in terms of legalizing and liberalizing. And it starts there. Now we've got an address. And, look, there's a couple ways this could go. The president could certainly come out tonight and put Nancy Pelosi on the defensive. And he could say, I want a deal. I want a big deal. Manchin alluded to it yesterday and on our air again today. There is an appetite there to resuscitate a larger deal that has increased border security plus whether it's DACA or some accommodation for people in the United States illegally, to do something on that side. There is that. And if the president talks about that and says, look, we've got a working group together and I will keep this government closed until I am satisfied that we are moving toward a secure border, that puts her on the defensive because now we're talking about a big thing. Now we're talking about a great big and a really fundamental question for the country. If, on the other hand, he comes out and says, I'm declaring a national emergency. I'm directing the Pentagon to construct the wall. If it's argle bargle, then she is benefited because now he's owning it. It is his shutdown, but he hasn't talked about what it takes to get out of it. And it's I will say this. I have not in a long time watched a presidential address or anticipated a presidential address with as much interest as I do this one.
It's interesting. It's only going to be 9 minutes, they say, and it's going to be followed by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. I just don't know. If he is going to be declaring a national state of emergency, it is just I'm going to throw my hands up because to me that's quitting. Because national state of emergency gets us into a litigious argument. And do you really want a president declaring this all the time when they don't get their own way? The next one or the next one or the next one?
Well, and it also forces the hand of Republicans in the Senate to stand up for themselves and say, you may not. We cannot have, in a republic, you can't have a system where the executive can declare an emergency. The circumstances and situations are not worse than they were when he took office, right? They were not worse than they were when he took office in terms of what's going on at the southern border.
I think it is, actually.
Well, when I say worse, I'm saying about the things that he's talking about. Wow. Enforcement is up, right? We are enforcing, and those things are going on, and sections of wall have been refurbished or restored. All of this stuff is continuing apace, and we're talking about at what speed. How quickly are we going to do this versus how slowly are we doing this? But everybody agrees. Remember, at the outset, and the most important thing that the president said in the Rose Garden on Friday was when he said, I know Democrats want a secure border, too. That was a huge concession for him to make after campaigning throughout 2018 saying Democrats want open borders. He said, look, I know the Democrats in Congress want secure borders, too. That's a huge step forward. And look, this is a hard problem to solve, but it's not a complicated problem to solve. There are popular positions here that enjoy broad support in both parties. And there is a way to get through this. It just takes political risk and it takes political courage.
I agree. A couple of things. There was a study yesterday, it might have been ours, and I apologize for not knowing exactly who did it. And they said, what are the most important issues facing Democrats and Republicans? Healthcare was number one for Democrats. It was number two for Republicans.
Right.
Of course, border security was number one for Republicans, a little further down for Democrats. So I just think after this is done, if Republicans don't focus on healthcare, and that isn't disassembling Obamacare, because
right.
Even if it is better to disassemble Obamacare, it still looks as though you're just hurting people.
Right.
So if they don't focus on that, they're really stupid. But if they could get by this and make some progress here, maybe Democrats can realize we're going to forget this anyway by 2020 and won't be so concerned about giving the president what might be perceived a win. They could maybe get something out of this and we can move forward.
Look, if the president is sincere in saying that he's going to keep more than 800,000 federal workers across the country without pay and the government partially shut down for months until he's done with this, I think it works for him. I think this stuff works for him. As long as he's fighting against immigration, his base is with him. As you say, that's the number one issue for those guys. For among Republicans, this is the number one issue. And they will back Trump. As long as he appears to be taking the maximalist position, they're going to back him all the way. And he knows, and he is known from the first time that he rode down the escalator, the secret to success for him is not in being popular, but in being adored and revered by a relatively small number of totally loyal supporters. And that's what we're seeing here. And outside events will impinge on this fight and eventually end the shutdown for sure. At some point, something happens in the world that forces this to end. But for now, I don't think anybody has articulated a benefit for the president in an expeditious and reasonable solution.
See, I do, because I think things boomerang under the president beginning Friday when they miss another paycheck.
Bigly.
And when it starts impinging on everyday life, you know, the TSA is what everyone's pointing to, but there'll be other things that will affect people. The TSA is a big one because you don't have to be really rich to be using a plane. And next thing you know, you can't get through, you're missing your flights, and there's nothing worse. You're helpless. So in LaGuardia, it's already a long trip. Newark, it's ridiculous on a good day. So when they start doing their sick outs, and by the way, Democrats will make sure of it if they have any pull, and people might think they're going along with the party to do it, then the people will put more pressure on the president. And I think he knows that, Chris, and that's why he goes to the border on Thursday. That's why the speech is today, because by next week, by Friday, it's really problematic. It starts boomeranging. My hope is Democrats deal, they can get probably a positive deal. And I listen to Michael Waltz. I want to play this, the new congressman from Florida. He's already talking about compromise. Cut 11.
Compromise can't be a dirty word. I think it's how we do it. But what the president laid out over a period of 15 years for $1.8 million, I thought was a concession in some way. Mm-hmm. He said he would take the political heat. But I think if that's what we have to pay to get a secure border and get at legal immigration reform, which we desperately need. Look, Chen, I think that the point that people are missing is if we don't secure our border, we're going to be in the same situation 3, 5, 7 years from now. So until we secure that, we can't get to the legal immigration reform that we so badly need.
I just think he's a pretty conservative guy. He's already talking about a degree of compromise. It's almost an old deal that he's looking at. But if you're going to compromise, now's the time to do it, a full year away from election.
Right. And, by the way, there is, as I said before, 70% solutions here, right? There are solutions that have broad bipartisan support, but face opposition from extremes at both ends. The genius of the moment would be, the great thing that the president could do in this moment would be the guy who solves immigration for a generation. If, you know, the rescue plan for Donald Trump's legacy, the way that he can ensure that he has a legacy, that history remembers him in at least a more complicated way, but possibly a really good way, is do the deal. Make it happen. Be the guy who solves this problem because he's got the credibility to do it. Then it's a totally different – his presidency becomes a totally different story.
Two other quick items. I'm keeping my eye on this China deal, trade deal. And I'm just amazed at how serious both sides are taking it. They're both bringing their heavy hitters to the meeting. They're supposed to meet in Davos. The president is with other higher-ups, including President Xi. I think both seem motivated, this unique window in time. They both are motivated to get something done. Are you as optimistic as I am? Are you seeing the same signs I am?
I am. I don't know if I'm optimistic, but I'm definitely seeing those signs. China is a lot less stable than we thought, but also we are a lot more dependent on the health of China than we'd like to admit. And the danger for the United States is that we would be so successful in our tariffs on China that their fakey economy would hit the skids. And if their fakey economy really hits the skids, you know, if they catch the flu, we're going to get the bubonic plague. We are dependent on them in ways that we don't like to talk about, but we are particularly dependent on them in a positive way, which is as a marketplace.
Right.
And it's we need China to be not go crazy here. And this is an indication that the warring parties here would like to come to some sort of truce. So I think there is maybe some reason for optimism.
Right. I was surprised that you even came to work today, because I know after the Golden Globes, you like to spend 48 hours partying. I was
very
excited because a movie that I saw actually was spotlighted, and that is Bohemian Rhapsody.
Was it good?
I really enjoyed it. I just think it made me yearn for days when bands mattered, almost like sports teams, where you got a new album, you used to talk about it. They don't matter like that anymore. You download on your own, you listen on your own, no one even knows what's on your turntable. And and I realized how great and unique Queen was.
True.
And I thought to myself, I cannot believe that somebody in the Academy agrees with me, because I'm great at reviewing movies, and they aren't. and for our minds to meld together for this. Did you see any of the movies that were singled out?
What are the movies?
What are some of the other movies that got, The Green Card or something like that?
The Green Book.
Yeah, The Green Book. You didn't see that?
Did not see that.
Did you see A Star Is Born?
Nope.
Okay, do you plan on it?
Nope.
Okay.
I enjoyed
Black Panther?
Loved Black Panther. Thought Black Panther was great. Definitely enjoyed that. The movies I see are either old or they're with my kids. I'm sure they're good, but who has time? I don't have time. I'm jealous of people who have enough time to watch movies like that.
Mary Poppins?
Are you going to see it?
Not yet. No. I have to really hear more of a clamor.
I feel like that's going to be one that is going to be a rainy day,
right?
And with the boys, and there's nothing to do, and then we'll watch that. So I'm not mad at it. I'm not against it, but I'm not fired up.
I think you'll end up flipping to the NFL channel and watch a football. I see something on
that's
George
right.
Allen.
There you go. Exactly.
Right. Hey, Chris, I enjoyed our time together. When are you hopping on television again?
I think I'm done until this evening. So I'm going to do my real job, and then tonight I'll come back and be on TV.
Oh, I got to let you go. Before I let you go, did you see Vice? Do you plan on it?
I do plan on it, but I know what it'll be, so I can go with plenty of salt.
All right, here's Christian Bale.
What do you think? Mitch McConnell next? That could be good, couldn't it? Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration on how to play this role.
Okay, congratulations. You lost 50% of the country. Is that how you view the vice president, the former vice president?
I'll give him credit and say that he was making a joke, that he was trying to be funny about his own portrayal of. Dick Cheney's one of the most complicated, most misunderstood, but he is a very complicated historical figure. And I kind of want to see it because I do think Christian Bale is a pretty good actor. And I want to see it, but I know going in what the assumptions of the movie are going to be. And his remarks made it very clear that that's what they are.
Right. It made everybody around Dick Cheney seem incompetent except Donald Rumsfeld, who comes off almost as evil. So just like what every Democrat thinks. Fantastic.
If they're not dumb, they're evil. Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Chris, I'll enjoy the show tonight at 9 o'clock, the pregame show with Tucker Carlson and the postgame show with Sean Hannity.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome.
Go get him, Chris.
See you, man.
1-866-408-7669. I'll be back with more to know and you in just a moment. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning a graduate business degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University isn't easy. But that's the point. Great change requires hard work, persistence, and dedication. And with ASU Online, you'll have a team of success coaches and academic advisors supporting you every step of the way as you prepare to transform your life and career. Text CASE to 79645. To learn why W.P. Carey graduates are sought after by some of the top companies and organizations around the world. If you're ready to commit the time and effort, it'll be worth it, because nothing great comes without commitment. Learn why the MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's degrees from ASU are some of the most highly ranked and selective online business programs in the country. Text CASE to 79645. That's CASE to 79645.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I don't like the forcing. I don't like Don Lemon goes on CNN and he's like, you can fix this, become an ally. That's not my life dream. Kevin Hart apologizes for his remarks that hurt members of the LGBTQ community. I apologize. I'm now moving on from this because I'm just hoping that the apology is accepted. If it's chosen not to be accepted, I can't control that. If your fight is for equality, then you need to understand that change is what helps that. You can't get what you want without understanding and accepting the change.
That is Kevin Hart making a lot of sense. He will not go back and host the Oscars, he said. He only has 2 weeks. It's not enough time anyway. And that makes me believe that there is more to know.
More to know.
So last night, Clemson was supposed to lose to Alabama. It didn't happen. Let's listen.
The Tigers reclaim their crown by crushing Alabama.
No Hollywood producer can write it, but I'm just telling you, if I can do it, if these Clemson Tigers can do it, hey, anybody can do it if you have a belief in yourself and what you're doing and you surround yourself with a bunch of great young people that are passionate about winning. And tonight, we conquered a mountain that ain't ever been conquered. The flag's on the top. And, man, I can't wait to celebrate. I can't wait.
Well, that was Monday night's game. Final score, 44-16. It was all Clemson. They were underdogs. That is the biggest loss that Nick Saban has ever suffered as head coach of Alabama. It's been a while. In fact, he hasn't lost by this much since he was coach of the Miami Dolphins. What are your thoughts, Pete?
I'll tell you what, this is now, the second time in 3 years that they've captured the championship or they've beaten Alabama?
Yep.
I mean, it's 2-3 years ago, this had been unheard of. Now it's becoming a trend on Clemson's side. They're the new powerhouse.
Yep. All right, let's move. 30,000 Los Angeles teachers set to go on strike. Why? Well, it turns out the strike would result in over 500,000 students and 63,000 school support staff staying home for the duration. That's all we need. Los Angeles is generally a union-friendly city, but the conflict has been simmering for months, and previous negotiations to get them a raise have failed. So there you go. We'll move.
Congratulations to Fox and Friends. I've met those people. They're really nice. They are the fifth most shared show on social media. First is Ellen DeGeneres. Second, Entertainment Tonight. Third, the E! News. And fourth, the Today Show. Isn't that pretty cool?
That's awesome.
A big salute to our social media people. That means Twitter, social media, Facebook especially. Facebook is huge for our audience.
The videos, I mean, that, you know, Fox and Friends post, they're just very compelling, they're shareable, they're great and catchy headlines.
I would say, too, that they let me share it to mine, at Kilmeade, if you want to see them on Twitter. Hey, go to our Facebook page, which is at?
/ Kilmeade.
Yeah, Kilmeade. And the Brian Kilmeade Show, to order the podcast and to watch online. And see you tomorrow on Fox and Friends. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Stop.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump and Democrats are no closer to ending their showdown over a border wall.
There are no talks scheduled between the White House and Democrats as the partial government shutdown enters its fourth week. The two sides are engaged in an all-out fight over a border wall that the president says is necessary for national security. Even though government workers missed their paychecks on Friday, Congress left for the weekend, leaving President Trump here at the White House, blaming Democrats for the stalemate. Greg Clugston, the White House.
In the NFL Divisional Series games on Saturday, Chiefs beat the Colts to head to the AFC side. Rams beat the Cowboys to win the NFC Divisional game. And meanwhile, Sunday's games, it'll be the Eagles and the Saints in the NFC. It'll be the New England Patriots and the Chargers on the AFC side. President Trump is responding to a New York Times report. Law enforcement officials became so concerned by his behavior in the days after he fired FBI Director James Comey, they began investigating whether he had been working for Russia against U.S. interests.
The New York Times report cites unnamed former law enforcement officials and others familiar with the investigation who say counterintelligence investigators evaluated whether the president himself was a potential threat to national security, whether he was deliberately working for Russia or had unintentionally been influenced by Moscow. In a Saturday morning tweet, President Trump says the report shows FBI leadership opened up an investigation on him for no reason and with no proof after he had fired James Comey as FBI director. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Nissan's chief performance officer, Jose Munoz, who took a leave of absence a week ago, has resigned. He's the first high-profile departure at the Japanese automaker publicly acknowledged relating to the arrest of former chair Carlos Ghosn. This is SRN News.
Attention. This is a special announcement to Americans struggling with $10,000 or more in credit card debt, personal loans, collection accounts, or medical bills. Call National Debt Relief right now to see if you qualify for the Debt Reset Program. With this program, your debt balance and monthly payments may be reduced while you become debt-free in just 24 to 48 months. Avoid decades of painful minimum credit card payments and the serious consequences of bankruptcy. National Debt Relief has already helped more than 100,000 Americans become debt-free, is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, and has received more than 30,000 five-star reviews. Call National Debt Relief now to speak to a certified debt relief specialist to see if you qualify for the Debt Reset Program. There are no upfront costs, and they don't earn a penny until your debt is successfully resolved. Call 800-643-2747. 800-643-2747. That's 800-643-2747.
The key accuser in the sex abuse case against ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has met with New York City prosecutors. Correspondent Julie Walker has more.
James Grimes' lawyer says his client gave testimony last month to the Manhattan Assistant District Attorney Sarah Sullivan, who is investigating issues related to clergy abuse and systematic cover-up. Evidence that the scandal that has shaken the papacy is now part of the broader U.S. law enforcement investigation into sex abuse and cover-up in the Catholic Church. The Manhattan DA's office launched a hotline last year and invited victims to report even decades-old sex abuse, saying it would pursue any and all investigative leads to ensure justice. The Vatican investigation against McCarrick is wrapping up with a verdict expected within weeks. Julie Walker, New York.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Monday is Inauguration Day for Ohio's incoming governor.
State Attorney General Mike DeWine has moved through the transition process with a methodical calm. He laid out his slate of diverse bipartisan cabinet picks while politely declining to step on outgoing Governor John Kasich's toes. The theme of his inaugural, Faith, Family, and Friends. The 72-year-old's comfortable win in the fall makes DeWine Ohio's oldest governor, along with being one of the state's most familiar politicians. Rich Thomason reporting.
SpaceX is laying off 10% of its roughly 6,000 workers, saying it needs to get leaner so it can succeed in enormous projects such as creating an interplanetary spacecraft. The firm says it needs to trim costs in order to take on ambitious projects that would have bankrupted other organizations. Employees learn the news in a company email. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
All right, what an hour. A lot developing as we speak. We have the President of the United States in a slightly delayed presser being relayed from McAllen, Texas, where he's gone to the border to talk more about his standoff and the shutdown that we're experiencing right now over border security. And we're also looking at the ramifications and digesting the transcript while rolling sound bites of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's big speech, policy speech in Cairo, where he really called out the Obama administration
administration on many fronts, and it's no coincidence that he did in Cairo, where the president in 2009 famously apologized for the most part for America. This hour, we're going to be joined by a formerly outstanding football player, forced to retire at the age of 30 because of injuries, but really became an international and certainly a national star when he made his personal anguish known because his daughter was suffering from fourth stage neuroblastoma as a four-year-old kid and was looking at a 50% chance of survival. She let it be known he put football on the back burner and focused on her. It got national attention when his Instagram and Snapchat and his Facebook posts picked up some speed. He formed a foundation. His daughter's better. He writes his story. The defensive lineman for the Cincinnati Bengals, now retired Devin Steele, will be here. And also a guy that could have went pro as a football player is standing by. So, let's go.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
It was here that another American stood before you. He told you that radical Islamist terrorism does not stem from an ideology. He told you that 9/11 led my country to abandon its ideals, particularly in the Middle East. He told you that the United States and the Muslim world needed, quote, a new beginning, end of quote.
I don't love going to another country and ripping past administrations, but I understand the mindset, and we know where Mike Pompeo is coming from because he was an outspoken congressman when he was in the House and the President Obama was in the White House. He told everybody in the Middle East where we stand now, and it's dramatically different.
Number two.
What is the national emergency that he's declaring? I think when we talk about national emergencies, we're usually talking about something like 9/11 or something like that.
Yeah, that is Senator Pat Leahy saying the president declaring a national state of emergency. He doesn't see the emergency. Republicans, for the most part, do. I hope the president doesn't do this because it'll be a precedent that I don't think the Republicans are going to like when a Democrat finally takes the White House.
Number one.
I saw Schumer continue to raise his voice. The president then turned to the speaker and politely asked her, okay, Nancy, if we open the government up, could we have border security? She raised her hand and said, no, not at all.
That is Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy telling us what happened behind closed doors yesterday at 3:30 in the afternoon. When the president got that answer, he got up and he left. And among the people upset, Cher. And when Cher's upset, I can never be happy. But first, this.
Now it is time to clear the airwaves of the Brian Kilmeade Show for the original receptive voice.
I was always a fan, but now, like, I had to move you right below Chris Wallace. It's like one of my favorite Fox.
Wow, you had to say below and Chris Wallace?
Though. Yeah, you're not there with Chris Wallace yet.
Chris Wallace.
Hey, Chris.
You know, you have to have a lot of self-confidence to put that on the air. I appreciate it. Because, well, you know, when he's right, and you are there. We're like an entry, 1 and 1A.
Thank you. But listen, there's a lot of great players that came out of a 1AA in football, right? And not everybody makes Division I, but I'm on the march.
Exactly. You
right.
are. And I got to say, you are becoming a Trump critic. My gosh, what's gotten into you?
In what way?
Well, you're all over Fox and Friends. You're all over here saying the president shouldn't declare a national emergency. It would be a big mistake.
I think he hasn't done it yet, and I do think it would be a big mistake. I cannot tell the truth.
I know you said that, but I'm just saying you're being very critical of the president. And the president, as we're talking, has just left the White House to go to McAllen, Texas, and I would almost say definitely that he will declare an emergency.
I'm trying to watch on closed caption while watching the show. It's still going on now. It's in a slight delay, I guess. Maybe you saw more of it. But he said, you know, I would do that. I don't want to do that. I'd rather do it through Congress. You know what I hope happens, Chris? I hope that the Democrats realize what the Republicans should, and that is they assign people, empower people, and have negotiations without the president, without Schumer and Pelosi, and let them make some progress on their own. And if they both can agree to that, to come back and then maybe they fund the government and do the February thing on Homeland Security, get done by the middle of February, we'll be at this deadline again. That would be the right way to do it. Don't you think?
It might well be, but here's the problem. Clearly, and they refused to say it, but the White House, because I asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders about this last Sunday, you know, why are you holding the rest of the government hostage? Either fund DHS for a month, but why are you holding all these other agencies like Treasury and agriculture and others hostage? Hundreds of thousands of workers, millions of people that depend on their services. They don't say it, but the answer is leverage. That if they think they have a much better chance of putting pressure on Democrats to cave, if they, some of their constituents are feeling the pain, if it's only DHS, they don't think that's enough. So I very much doubt that they're going to agree to reopen, you know, the 90% of the government that is shut right now and just make it a fight over DHS. I mean, he's had that opportunity. Nancy Pelosi passed bills to do exactly that her first day as Speaker, and the Republicans haven't agreed to it. And in terms of the question as to, you know, all right, let other people negotiate and then you present it to the leaders, the Republicans, Mitch McConnell, won't do that because remember that what you just suggested is exactly what the White House said the president would sign in December, and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, by an overwhelming majority passed, and then the president started taking heat from the House Freedom Caucus, from folks like Rush Limbaugh, and he backed or changed his mind on that. I mean, he's allowed to do it, but McConnell now says, I'm not going to get fooled again where I put my senators' necks out there and they vote on something and then the president undercuts us.
I totally blame McConnell on this. Number one, it's for example, and this is what I said last hour, if President Bush was going to be the education president prior to 9/11, and let's say his number one thing with the Republican House and Senate was to put these education reforms forward, and what if the House came out and doesn't touch education and Senate comes out and barely touches it? I would say, hey, what's going on with your own party, President Bush? And that's exactly what his party did to him again. His own party gave him like very little bit, $1 or $2 billion for the barrier, the wall, the fence. And then the Senate gave him something, 1.3, and they said, by the way, you can't use it for a fence or a barrier. So even his own party wasn't working for him, and he was slow to be aware of that. But one thing that did stand out over the weekend is you sparring with Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Here's a little of that.
We know that roughly nearly 4,000 known or suspected terrorists come into our country illegally. And we know that our most vulnerable point of entry is at our southern border.
Because I know this statistic. I didn't know if you were going to use it, but I studied up on this. Do you know where those 4,000 people come or where they're captured? Airports.
Not always, but airports. Certainly a
the
large
State Department
number.
Says there hasn't been any terrorists that they found coming across the southern border.
It's by air,
from
it's by land, and it's by sea. It's all of the above.
Okay, all I want to say is thank you, Chris Wallace.
God bless Chris Wallace. I mean, she took a number from here and then something over here and wed them together in a way that they don't belong, and he called her on it.
We need to give Chris Wallace his due respect for giving it back to Sarah Huckabee Sanders in real time.
Well, I mean, Chris, how do you feel about other networks saluting you?
I don't care about the other networks saluting me. I like the fact. Look, that's what our job is supposed to
be.
I'm not trying to play favorites. I'm the cop on the beat with a nightstick. I'm just trying to keep everybody honest. I have a great researcher, Lori Krim. I'll give her name, and she had given me that stat. She, you know, and this had been called out before, that she'd used the 4,000 number, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and that it wasn't true, that the vast majority of them are apprehended at airports. The State Department said that not a single terrorist had come across the border, the southern border, and now there's a number, maybe it was six. But in any case, it ended up with Kellyanne Conway having to say that it was a misstatement by Sarah Sanders. I like her. I respect her. But that was just a fact that she kept repeating that was wrong, and she did it on our air, and I happen to know it was wrong. I do the same with a Democrat. That's what we're supposed to do for a living.
No, I go. I know. Hey, I agree. I did not know that stat was wrong. I do know this. There's a problem at the border, and I thought we all agreed on that. And we don't even agree that there's a problem at the border, that it reaches a crisis level that it was in 2014 when the numbers are greater. I think that is, when I find this all to be a disingenuous fight, that's what bothers me most. There are legitimate fights that people feel in their core. I know that Chuck Schumer 8 times voted for a fence, Nancy Pelosi 2. Now all she knows is no fence. We should take up the 630 miles of fence because it's so morally wrong to have a barrier. So that's why I feel so frustrated by this entire thing.
Well, I agree with you. When I had a Democrat on, David Cicilline, who's one of the members of the new Democratic leadership in the House, I said to him, what's immoral about a fence? I mean, the White House has a fence. A lot of people put fences around their houses. You could argue whether it's a good idea or a bad idea, but why is it immoral? And because it's not immoral. This argument, well, we're supposed to be the Statue of Liberty, not a fence. No, every country has to be able to defend its rights. And back in the old days when the Statue of Liberty was built, the only way you could really get into the country, the big flood of immigrants from Europe, was into New York City Harbor, and you'd go to Ellis Island, and they'd check you out and decide whether or not you were right to enter the country or not. So there's always been border security, and there should be. Now, having said that, do you need a 2,000-mile fence? I don't know. I'm not smart enough
we're
to
off
know that.
That. And, we're off
and,
that.
And, pardon?
We're off the 2,000-mile concrete wall.
Fence. Yeah. I mean, it may well be that there are areas that should have fences. There are areas that should have... I mean, the best explanation I heard from a former House Democrat was a smart border, not a walled border. In other words, places where you need fence, put in a fence. Places where you can do it with technology and lasers and drones, do that. Do what you need to protect the country and stop. You know, there, clearly on one hand, you're exactly right when you say disingenuous. This has become a campaign issue instead of a policy issue, a political issue instead of a policy issue, because the president is saying it has to be a fence or a wall, a barrier, because that's what I promised in the campaign. And the Democrats are now saying no money for a fence, and both of those are wrong.
All right, we just started saying this. The president has said, would almost say definitely will declare a state of emergency, but he'd prefer to go through Congress. Lastly, Chris, Frontier Airlines is one of the cheaper airlines you could fly. They are saying, feel free to tip our flight attendants. Would you think tipping should be involved in flight attendants? Because I'm all for it.
You are?
Totally. Because some of them do extraordinary jobs. I see how hard they're working. And I say to myself...
Aren't they supposed to get paid for that?
Yeah, but so do waiters and waitresses. They get paid to work.
I understand, but they're not... I mean, they would be the first to say, I'm not a waiter or waitress. I don't know. Listen, first of all, with the service we get on airlines, now I know I get on the plane and I leave, but I mean, airline flight has now got all the glamour and all the comforts of and I probably am going to get sued for saying this,
of a New York
bus
subway.
Station.
Yeah.
I mean, it's become a fairly unpleasant experience. People crowded in and the overhead bags and, you know, kids screaming and kicking the back of your seat.
Yeah, there were never
like
kids.
That.
For a long time, there were no kids in our country flying. We should never let kids fly.
Yeah, except me when I was a kid.
Right.
But I don't think I would be of a mind to tip anybody.
Allison,
you know what? Give them a good fare, and if you, a good wage, and if you have to raise the fare to do so, do so.
Allison, what do
really,
you think?
I'm going to sit there and start tipping, and then if I tip, maybe they'll give
do
me
you
the
think we should
the,
be able to
the
tip
extra
attendants?
Room. This is the dumbest idea I ever heard.
I think it's good. It also gives people an incentive to be better. Be better. Hey, you know what? If I don't get that tray in front, out of from Brian's face, I'm not going to get a tip from this guy. His knees are already in his mouth. He's already aggravated enough.
So what about if I'm a high roller and you're not, and I give them $50? They're going to like slobber over me, and they're going to ignore you.
Welcome to life. Kilme tips better than Wallace. Kilme gets better service.
That's
America.
True. I'm listen. The next time you pick up a bill when we have lunch, it'll be the first time. You are Mr. Alligator Arms, and that's an insult to alligators.
Well, that's true. I'm trying to save money for my vacations.
I mean, when you come down,
right?
And let me just say, folks, he comes down in April to have his Christmas party with the people that are on his show from New York, from Washington, which says it all. And then he invites us to lunch, and we all have a nice lunch, and this is like Brett Baer and Ed Henry and me and people like that. Then he always turns to Allison, his producer, and says, Can we go Dutch? I mean, I had the egg salad, and you had the BLT.
And she's great at math, and she's able to divide up the checks.
She's very good at math, and she always brings her calculator, and then suddenly I'm told, well, you owe $7.75.
Right. This is the fiction portion of our interview. Because
folks, and you know what? Believe it? I'll leave it at this. Does it sound like Brian or not?
No, I am not cheap. I am not cheap. Listen, Allison, know what we got to do? We have to have our Christmas party in January this year for the State of the Union address. I'm invited down. We'll grab Steyerwalt, Shannon Bream, Chris Wallace, Jennifer Griffin, Brett Baer. Who am I forgetting?
Ed Henry?
Not really, no.
Well, and let me ask you this, because this is really the bottom line.
Right.
If and when you do pay for it, are you going to take, is it going to come out of your own money, or is this, oh, we'll put this on the Fox expense account?
Yeah, until I get reimbursed, I'll be paying for it.
So you do put it on the expense account?
No, of course
not.
It's
a friendly thing. This is a business expense.
I write it off. Chris Wallace, we're going to watch you on Sunday, and great job as usual last weekend.
Why did that go off the tracks like that?
Frontier Airlines.
As they say in, what is it, Anchorman, that escalated quickly.
Yes. Thank you. Back in a moment. Your call's next.
One of the most popular talk show hosts in the country. Because, darn it, people like him.
Why do I go on the Brian Kilmeade show? Because, I mean, compared to Rachel Maddow, you're terrific.
You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you have hard water, the Limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate Limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
This is Fox on Justice. The Supreme Court gets back to business on Monday, and the first order of business will be orders. That's when the justices announce the cases they're going to take up. Here are three cases that could make it to arguments. Joseph Kennedy was fired as assistant football coach at Bremerton High School after he led a post-game prayer at the 50-yard line. As a public employee, he argues that he should not be denied his right to free speech just because he's with students. Donnie Lance's argument is a matter of life and death for him. He's on Georgia's death row, convicted of a double murder. He's fighting for a new trial, arguing that his lawyer didn't mount a defense, including putting up evidence that he suffered from a mental impairment. And Catherine McKee wants to sue Bill Cosby for defamation, but a lower court ruled because she's been publicly vocal about her allegations of sex assault, she's become a public figure and is not entitled to defamation damages. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
Radio commercials have been in our popular culture since 1922, but the decades of the 50s and 60s provided iconic performers hawking all kinds of products, like the coasters for Coca-Cola.
Bye-bye.
The Four Seasons for Beech Nut Gum.
Hang on to flavor by Beech Nut.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk. This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1962.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway. A little bumpy along about here. Roger, 0G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Let me ask you one simple question. Do you, Ambassador Zorin, deny that the USSR has placed and is placing medium and intermediate range missiles and sites in Cuba? Yes or no? Don't wait for the translation. Yes or no?
I am not in an American courtroom, sir, and therefore I do not wish to answer a question that is put to me in the fashion in which a prosecutor does. In due course, sir, you will have your reply.
I'm prepared to wait for my answer until hell freezes over, if that's your decision.
You don't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
How much longer is this shutdown going to last?
We have to get a win or I'll have to go national security. One or the other. Either we're going to win. Either we're going to win or make a compromise. I'm okay to making a compromise. Compromise is in my vocabulary very strongly.
Wow, that was the president a short time ago. Wants to make a compromise, but says more than likely we use emergency action. Sharon, listening on KSEV and 700 AM in Houston. Sharon.
Good morning. Thank you. You know, I think everybody needs to just settle down. These Democrats did not win the presidential election. President Trump won it, and he's got this idea, this vision. He's a visionary, and he says he's going to build a wall. It's going to be a great wall. He's a businessman, and he's a builder. So those Democrats need to get out of the way and just let him do the job of president. And besides, you cannot make deals or compromises with Democrats because they don't keep their promises. They don't keep the deals that they remember. You like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. They're trying to continue the legacy of Barack Hussein Obama.
I know, but they're actually trying to do less than they did for President Obama, if that's indeed possible. 1-866-408-7669. We come back, a special visit from Devin Still. He's a former Cincinnati Bengal who became a huge sensation on the world stage.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask,
What's with the end things?
End things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed, but after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On July 27, 1976, after months of legal wrangling, former Beatle John Lennon finally won residency in the U.S.
Well, it's great to be legal again. I'll tell my baby, and I thank you, Coke, and of course the Immigration Service for finally seeing the light of day, as they say. Good.
You want
thank
to
you.
That
yeah, I'd love to. I should have got a different picture.
What does it mean to you after 5 years of struggling to become a permanent resident to get that green card?
Well, it was a very slow, long struggle, so it's not like, you know, it suddenly ends. I'll come out of it slowly, and I realize I can go to visit relatives in Japan, show them the baby, show them in England, you know, save them coming over here. And I can go visit the relatives and come back with safety now with the green card. How do you feel?
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A community that helped replace a truck for veterans' funerals makes the Dean's List. Ron Elliott has been using a special pickup truck to transport the bodies of dead Vietnam veterans to their final resting places, free of charge. So when his faithful automobile finally broke down, the community stepped in to help. Mr. Elliott, who is a Vietnam veteran himself, had been driving the same 2000 Ford F-150 for about two decades, and it had racked up roughly 150,000 miles before it started to fall apart. He guesses he has made roughly 500 trips to cemeteries up and down the East Coast. So when his truck started to show signs of wear and tear, he was worried he would have to stop offering the service. Instead, community firefighters and veterans raised money to buy Ron a lightly used 2013 Ford truck that will soon be outfitted with modifications to carry the veterans' caskets and repainted to feature the names of the deceased veterans. Thank you, Ron, and all of those who helped to continue his special mission. Janet Dean, Fox News.
The fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
P.J. Walker takes the first snap. It's going to be a screen pass to Devin Still. Devin Still gives it to Leah Still. She's at the 50. She's still on her feet. The 40. Run, Leah, run. Here she goes. Down the field. The 30. The 20. The freshman sensation. Leah Still is still running. She's at the 5. End zone. Touchdown, Temple. And the entire Temple Owl team, both Cherry and White, is swarming Leah Still as she scores the first touchdown of the 2015 Temple football season at the Cherry and White game.
Wow, that is Leah Still, who's the daughter of
the man who wrote this book, Devin Still, called Still in the Game, and he is my guest right now. Now, Leah Still became more famous than her dad, and he's more than willing to admit that. Leah Still was saddled with fourth stage neuroblastoma cancer while her dad was playing for the Cincinnati Bengals, and obviously that became a national cause. How that happened is all chronicled in his brand new book, The Outstanding Defensive Lineman out of Penn State, originally out of Wilmington, Delaware, but most importantly, then he went to Cincinnati, but most importantly in our studio. Mm-hmm. Devin, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So we'll set the scene. What was happening there in Temple? What did they do for you and your daughter?
Well, that was an amazing moment. This is when Leah had just finished up her chemo. She went into remission. And Temple brought us in to let her score her first touchdown and let her know what I felt when I was on the football field.
From Philadelphia, right?
Yep, from Delaware. She got treated in Philadelphia.
Yep. Went to the hospital there, even though you preferred her in Cincinnati, which is another story.
Yeah.
So, Devin, still, you have a great story, even with the tragedy of your daughter getting cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But you already overcame the odds in getting to Penn State, right? Period, right?
Right, yeah. I grew up in a very tough environment that was stricken with a lot of drugs and violence, and a lot of people don't make it out of there. And I was one of the first people to able to go to college and, you know, really see what the outside world had for our lives.
You ended up becoming a big guy. Your dad was a very good basketball player. Right. Used to play you hard. You and your brother ended up being pretty big. What are you, 6'5", 260?
300.
You're 300 pounds?
I don't look like it, but it's there. It's there.
Well, it's muscle. I mean, you're not a heavy guy. So you ended up growing real big, but most of all, you ended up working real hard. You had a coach that took an interest in you.
Right.
And that was key in high school. But you also had parents, even though divorced, really put kids first.
Yeah, exactly. My parents got divorced when I was in the third grade. But no matter their differences, they always came together. When I was at my games and I looked up in the stands, they were both sitting right there next to each other supporting us. And it played a big role in my success.
Is that part of the reason why it was so natural for you to care more about your daughter than yourself, even though you were still in college?
Yeah, my parents set the tone for me. They showed me what parents really do, the sacrifice you're supposed to make. And in the book, I go through a lot of injuries, and every time I was in the hospital, they was right there for me, so I wanted to do the same for Leah.
So Leah is this beautiful girl, extremely bright. Mm-hmm. I've seen her on television, watched her talk, extremely bright, and out of nowhere, she, and even though you're with Cincinnati and you're making your way through and it looks like things were on the right path for you after being drafted in the second round.
Yep.
Drafted in the second round, it turns out the doctor says, you know, that pain in your hip that your daughter was getting, that pain that you felt at times in which you couldn't get up, she wasn't being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
She's got cancer, and it's serious, and she only has a 50% chance of survival.
Right. Yeah.
What, I mean, you describe in your book what it was like. Mm-hmm. Looking back now, can you even describe more what it was like for you?
Yeah, so I think that everybody listening, the parents out there, like, we always make this promise to our child when they come into this world that we're going to do everything we can to protect them. And that day that Leah got diagnosed with cancer, I felt like I broke that promise. The only thing I heard the doctor say was, your child has a 50% chance of dying. And that was the story I kept telling myself for so long, and I didn't know how I was going to save her life.
But first thing you had to do is you had to explain it to your family. So you had to go out and explain it. You were almost lost your breath. You were ready to pass out.
Right, yeah.
Meanwhile, your daughter doesn't even know yet.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to be the one to tell your daughter, too.
Right, yeah. I didn't want a doctor to have to go tell my family. I thought if they were going to hear that my child had cancer, it had to come from me, somebody they were familiar with. And breaking it to my daughter was the hardest thing ever because I knew she wouldn't understand the fight that was ahead of her.
Right, and you were so excited about the life you were going to give her, much better than yours.
Mm-hmm.
Right? She was going to Disney. She went to Disney. She was going to see their dad as a professional player. You were changing the trajectory, and you did change the trajectory of your entire family. But going back to this moment, so that's a horrible thing. Mm-hmm. But how did it become a national story? How did the Cincinnati Bengal defensive lineman's family plight become a national story?
It became a national story because we gave it a purpose that was bigger than ourselves, right? We gave our struggle. I wanted my daughter to go through cancer for a reason. And for me, that was to raise awareness for families who didn't have a voice, who didn't have a platform, but were in the hospital battling this disease.
Cincinnati Bengals couldn't have been nicer to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't nice for him to cut you.
Right.
But put you back on the practice squad so you can get insurance. In retrospect, that was a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah.
But the team was rallying. But you started posting things, right?
Mm-hmm.
As the struggle went on and the chemotherapy and the radiation, you were posting progress.
Right.
What did that do for your story?
I wanted to be transparent. I wanted people to really see what it's like for families who are battling childhood cancer, because I don't think that it's talked about enough. I didn't know what families went through until my family was thrown into that world, and I felt like it was necessary to use my platform.
Now, you have to realize you're an outstanding player who was distracted, and the team after a while said, listen, Devin, we got to make a decision. Right. We're going to cut you. Some teams made you offers, but you didn't want to move.
Right.
So you took the practice squad offer from the team. Mm-hmm. Here is Michael Strahan making the announcement on ABC, his other job. You see that one in there, right, Eric?
Class act move by an NFL team. The Cincinnati Bengals, they signed Devin Steele to their practice squad after cutting him. Now, his mind was not on the game of football as his daughter battles an illness. But the team's move, it guarantees him a paycheck, health insurance, and most importantly, more time with his little girl.
So at that point, how was Leah's condition?
When I had got cut, it was when we just found out that she had cancer. So we were just now trying to figure things out and understand even the language that the doctors were speaking to us, because it sounded like it was a foreign language in the beginning.
Yeah. So that was a big move. In retrospect, it was even better than you thought.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing that I found inspiring was the Bengals were there for you. You ended up getting back on the roster.
Right.
But so were the other teams. Here are the New England, I guess you want to play against the Bengals, presented get a check for over $1 million. But here is the Patriots honor you during the game in New England.
During the TV timeout, the Patriots showed their support for pediatric cancer, played the photocopy-produced video Truly Brave, featuring Sidney Lauper and Sarah Bareilles. And there was Devin Still talked about his daughter and what she's gone through. And then the Patriot cheerleaders were all wearing the jersey of Bengals defensive tackle Still, his four-year-old daughter Leah battling cancer. And of course, it was a great moment here, and the crowd is still saluting Devin Still.
Is it surreal to get that applause?
It's giving me chills just hearing that right now, playing and seeing what the Patriots really did for not only my family, but all the families out there battling this disease.
Right. And set the scene there. You were in uniform?
I was in uniform. We were just getting ready to play the game. And the next thing you know, I seen the cheerleaders just drop their coats, and I saw the video start playing on the football field. And I was just overcome with emotion.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine, because you're thinking of your daughter. You also got to play a semi-physical game against guys that want to knock
done.
Your head off.
I was mentally out of it once I saw that video.
Absolutely. Was it good for your daughter going through this, seeing the world rally around her?
I think so. I think it allowed her to see the good in the world, right? Because we live in a time where there's so many things that's trying to divide us. And to watch everybody come together and really fight for our children, I think it really showed Leah what this world is all about.
And also you, time and time again, demanded more of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And religion played a major role in it. And you also talk about how, okay, I want to get my daughter better. But you started looking around and seeing all these kids without the support that Leah had.
Right.
So you take action. You form a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the foundation.
Yeah, so I saw a lot of kids in the hospital fighting this disease by themselves because they came from a single-parent household and they had to leave to go to work and had to leave the child in the hospital. So we decided to start the Still Strong Foundation, where we pay the household bills of these families so we can keep them in the hospital fighting together.
Here are the Bengals getting behind you.
As the Cincinnati
Thank
Bengals
you, Leah,
present a check
inspiring all of us.
For over $1.3 million to the Cincinnati Children's Hospital in honor of Leah, who recently had surgery to remove a tumor from her abdomen.
And at first, the cancer was still there. He had to go back again.
Right.
So she's doing okay now?
She's doing great. She's almost 4 years in remission.
Wow, fantastic. And I know it's a two-year battle, and it's going to be an ongoing battle. But for the Bengals to do that, how great was that?
It was amazing. It allowed me to put being a father first before the NFL, before football, and it really showed people that the NFL does have a heart.
30 years old. You look like you could still play.
Right.
I know you're wearing a boot.
Right.
Can you play?
I can play, but I don't want to play. As you can see in the book, the only reason why I got into sports.
So banged up.
Oh, yeah. It's because my dad took me to the park when I was young and taught me about sports. And if I continue to play football, I may not be able to walk away from the game and be able to play with my kids in the park.
You got your leg shattered at 14 years old in ugly places.
Yeah.
You had a major back injury.
Mm-hmm.
You had another ankle injury.
Mm-hmm.
You had a shoulder injury, too, right?
Elbow.
Elbow injury.
Elbow.
Which freaked people out. You don't have little injuries.
No, it's
you
big
have
injuries.
Really bad injuries.
Then I almost died from blood clots in my lungs after the surgery.
And they told you were never going to play again.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Your life is so you live life at a 10.
Exactly. Yeah, it's interesting. I tell you, it's an adrenaline rush.
Absolutely. Yeah. But you're so calm on the outside. Right. I'd be like shot out of a cannon if I was you.
Because I know it's all working in my favor.
All right. Listen, I want to talk more about your story when we come back. That's how you became a national name and was for a great reason. The foundation's out there. But the Devin Still book can be inspiring just leading up to becoming a parent. And we're going to go over that when we come back. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Listen and pick up on some things you didn't know before. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
We try to make healthy choices, but do you ever choose the air you breathe? Now you can, with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Included is the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit with computerized sensor control and app to reduce moisture, mold, odors, and insect infestation from your basement or crawl space. It also expels harmful gases such as radon, carbon monoxide, and other pollutants. Addressing the worst air in your home will transform the entire house. Add the Wave 6-stage hospital-grade air purifier, the only one with HEPA filtration, 2 UV lamps, and other processes for a 99% kill rate of a broad range of pollutants and allergens. The Wave Indoor Air Quality Package will make your home a drier, cleaner, and healthier one all year round. It's time you choose the air you breathe. Choose Wave Home Solutions. Call 888-979-WAVE. That's 888-979-WAVE. Or visit dryhousenow.com. Dryhousenow.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR. KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
The talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the 53rd pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Cincinnati Bengals select Devin Steele, defensive tackle.
And the frustration he felt by not going in the first round, and a lot had to do with the school he came from and the controversy that surrounded the firing of Joe Paterno. Devin Steele was drafted into the NFL by the Cincinnati Bengals. It's all in his book, Still in the Game. Devin, despite the frustration of a day where you weren't even going to show up on day two, you were so disappointed. It all went away when your name was called, right?
Oh, yeah, when my dreams came true. And I'm glad I decided to go that second day, because if I would have let the frustration get to me, I would have missed out on the opportunity, a dream that I always had when I was a kid, and that was to hear my name be called in New York.
So you hugged Roger Goodell just like you imaged it, right?
Oh,
that
yeah.
has a lot to do. You talk about success, but imagining success matters a lot, right?
Right, yeah.
Number two, you went through the combines really hurt, mm-hmm. right? So what was wrong with you as you're going through the combines? You were mislabeled as maybe somebody who's lazy or accurate.
Oh, yeah.
You just didn't want to tell them how hurt you were. What were you going through?
Well, I had tore rotator cuff in the middle of my senior season. I blew out my back against Ohio State, and I broke my toe at the bowl game. And the whole offseason, I trained to hide my injuries from the combine. And people thought it was just because I thought I was too good, but I was trying to hide my injuries.
But you have no choice, right?
Right, exactly.
Because if you're honest, they're like, this guy's too much of a risk.
You drop, yeah.
All right. And that's what the guys go through now.
Right, exactly.
No one's being honest.
No, absolutely not.
So they thought you were like too good to go to the All-Star game,
mm-hmm.
not too good to work hard.
Right.
But yet, that's probably why you dropped. Also, the Penn State situation. Out of all the schools who came for you,
mm-hmm.
you went with Penn State. Joe Paterno came down and visited you.
Right.
Person to person. He never did that later in his career.
No, not at all. He came to Wilmington, Delaware, it lit the whole city up. The amount of media that was there, nobody attended class that day. And when I saw him really come out there and support me like that, I knew Penn State was the school I had to go to.
Other options were?
Ohio State was the other school I was going to go to.
You were going to go to. You loved that kid.
Yeah, our competition, our rival.
What happened? So next thing you know, you went from a guy that was just you were so tired and so beat up. You thought you were in good shape, but mm-hmm. it was so demanding. By the end of it, you're captain.
Right.
What happened to make you become captain? What happened within you from the guy who wanted to get out of his neighborhood and go mm-hmm. home when he got a break to be trying to be the leader on the team?
Well, first of all, I thought that leaders had to be born, but I realized that leaders just have to have the courage to step out of the back of the line and step up to the front. And I wanted to do that with my last year. I wanted to lead my team, but I had no idea the adversity or the challenges that laid ahead as me being the captain when the Jerry Sandusky scandal broke.
Right, and here is the announcement that the Sandusky scandal, where he's been molesting boys for years, that they accused Joe Paterno of knowing and not addressing,
mm-hmm.
led to his firing in the middle of his last season. Here's how it sounded.
Joe Paterno is no longer the head football coach, effective immediately.
What was the driving reason behind the removal of Coach Paterno?
In consideration of all the facts and the difficulties that we're encountering during this time, it was the trustees' view that it was in the best interest, long-term interest of our university to make that change.
Bring us back to Devin Steele, captain of Penn State football, hearing Joe Paterno is fired.
I had no idea. I know that the team told us that some news was going to break and that we just had to remain positive and under control. But while I was sitting on my couch in my living room, I saw that same thing that y'all just played come across my TV, and I was crushed because I didn't know what was going on. And seeing that campus break out and react and rioting the way I saw, I knew I had to do something to really change the narrative of that university.
What'd you do?
I decided that game that we were going to walk out the tunnel locking arms to give a message to the world that we wasn't going to fall apart. You know, usually we run out the tunnel as individuals, but I wanted to walk out as one to really send a signal to people.
And just so you know, I just digress a little bit. Another moment to give Joe Paterno the most wins temporarily in the history of college football.
Mm-hmm.
Your team was lagging. He was hurt. He couldn't be on the sideline. So he was watching from above. And you watch some freshmen kidding around on the sideline when mm-hmm. when a game meant so much to them and should have meant mm-hmm. to you and should have meant to them. You went and blistered them, right?
Yeah.
Went up and down. You got everyone going. And Joe Paterno thank you after.
Yeah, that was huge. I knew we had a chance to be a part of history. We had something big on the line, and I don't think that everybody was looking at it the same way. So I made sure everybody got off the sidelines and was in tune.
All right. So I just wanted, now we know where you went. You got drafted. And we know what you did with the Bengals. Became a national celebrity for a reason nobody mm-hmm. wanted, but you did. Now you're helping those suffering from pediatric cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Where you came from, Divorced family, that was the good part.
Yeah.
You in a rundown area, parents working multiple jobs.
Right.
They told you go home after school. It was too dangerous. They didn't want you hanging out with the wrong people.
Right.
Football sprung you.
Mm-hmm.
And then how did it change you?
It taught me the lessons that I needed for life. Because it just didn't teach me about the game of football. It taught me about the game of life. It gave me a playbook that allowed me to overcome all the struggles that I faced in my life.
And you got on the honor roll.
Oh, yeah.
And that meant more to your dad than anything else, I imagine your mom.
Man, because he stopped me from playing sports for a long time because I couldn't get my grades right. So when I made it to the honor roll, I skipped my football practice to go home and show him my report card.
Devin Steele, another key moment. You stole a bike because you didn't have one.
Right.
And you got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But your dad staged an arrest and put you in jail during the day.
Yeah.
And then he pretended as if he had to come and get you out.
Yeah.
How effective was that?
That was one of the most important moments of my life because when I was sitting behind those bars, I realized that wasn't a place I wanted to be. And when the cop told me he was fingerprinting a criminal, that just hit me in my heart.
You signed with Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
You go to a party. You said every party starts a wild party, ends with a shooting.
Mm-hmm.
The person who did the shooting this time ends up sits next to you in a car. That car gets pulled over. Mm-hmm. The cops lock them all up. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got handcuffs on.
Mm-hmm.
This cop happened to be white, walked up to you and said, I know who you are, unlocked you and told you to go home.
Yeah.
How important?
He gave me a second chance at life because he could have ruined my life in that moment if he took me to jail. But he decided to give me a second chance, and I'm forever grateful for what he did.
Right. And you said you, in retrospect, you were being selfish. He did call your dad, right?
Oh, yeah. When I walked in that house and my dad gave me this look, I knew that the cop had called him and said what happened. And he made me promise that I was never going to go to a party again.
You pick up this book. You will not regret it. You'll almost think it's fiction.
Yeah.
You live life 10.9.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing mild that happens to you.
It really makes for
good,
a great book.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And what's the next chapter going to be? You're 30 years old.
Right. So I spent a lot of time traveling the world, speaking to organizations and businesses, teaching them this playbook and helping them create a culture of winning. So I'm going to continue doing that.
Well, you got the life work to go over. Just review your life and people will buy it. Devin Steele, every reason to say life dealt me a bad hand, you turned it into a great one. Still in the game. It's a great job. Devin, great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text CYCLE to 79645. That's CYCLE to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text CYCLE to 79645. That's CYCLE to 79645.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.